Second down and two, Woodhead up the middle. First down, he's inside the 25, inside the 20, turning outside. 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Danny Woodhead! Boy, did he scoot. Exploded through the hole and then just cut it to the outside and outran the defense.
Stop the run. Stop the run.
There you go. Patriots.com radio here, back for a second edition of the AK-47 show.
That wasn't a bad ad-lib open.
No.
For nothing.
Well, when I had to wait for you to play the guns, you kind of gave me the nod, and I just stared at you until you played the AK-47. It's our trademark. We want people to instantly know what they're listening to. And that's Andy Hart, Kevin Collins, and the AK-47 show had the highest debut in the history of Patriots.com radio about a month ago when we filled in for John Rook, who seems to really bail on Patriots.com radio rather often.
We have an AK-47 virgin over here.
Where? She hasn't sent the photo yet.
To your right.
Oh, I thought you meant hot.
I was 16.
That voice you hear, you may know it from the previous two-hour stint on PFW in Progress. That's Paul Perillo. We will not let him babble on and on and on and on.
You're not going to hear as much from me today.
Because this is the AK-47 show. He is just a cameo appearance here. He does not get his name in bright lights on the big board. This is AK-47 all the way.
There's not enough room for another letter anyway.
AKP-47, PAK-40. Well, not giving him top billing. I get top billing. It's my show. Kevin's just along for the ride like Paul.
It's true.
I just let him pretend that he is a big part of the show. Web radio at patriots.com. Web radio at patriots.com. If you want to send us an email, a lot of topics on the table today. The MVP race seems to be kind of heating up, not just here in the discussion of Brady versus Vic, but a lot of players from around the NFL chiming in. Seems like a lot of them are siding with Michael Vick.
Including Michael Vick. Did you hear that?
Michael Vick said he should be the MVP.
Yeah, he was asked who should be the MVP.
He should shut the hell up.
Oh, he said him, right?
Yeah. He said he should be the MVP. And when Brady was asked, he said, there shouldn't be an MVP. It's a team. It's a team sport.
And by that, he should win the MVP.
Yeah,
that was the right answer. He even won on the challenge of what's the right answer.
Yeah, I actually took both of them with a grain of salt. I don't think either one of them was telling the truth.
But it looks like that award, at least in terms of the players, is a divide along racial lines. We talked about that a little earlier on PFW in Progress. We don't shy away from any topic here.
You talked about
on the AK-47 show.
I think Brady will have the support of PETA as well.
And the NAACP. Is that the one I wanted? No.
No, Vic will be on Vic's side.
That's not the one you wanted.
What's the one for protection of animals? Something?
MSPCA.
Oh, MSPCA.
MSPCA. Yeah. Brady will have them, not the NAACP.
And PETA.
Reggie Jackson and the NAACP
are
with Vic.
Is it the NSPCA?
Yeah,
I don't know. But web radio, you're going to make me regret doing the show if I don't see new emails start pouring in here. Web radio at patriots.com. 508-543-7482 for the ACE ticket hotline.
I'll try not to answer the phone with my mic on this time.
During PFW in Progress.
Paul, cutting you off. It's your show.
Well, I didn't realize
and he
was
just
say
stepped
anything.
All over you.
Whatever.
Don't allow that.
I didn't realize
man
he was
up
say something.
And talk
is,
over him.
Is it like a blue party in here today, too? We're all wearing almost the same shirt.
Well, they're very different. Paul's is freshly out of the bag.
Yeah, Paul's got the nicest shirt.
I have a nice
it's brand new.
Andy's worn.
Mine is going to be 10
somewhere
years old.
Mine's somewhere in between.
I was wearing this in high school. There's no doubt in my mind.
That's more than 10 years old then, my friend.
That's true. It's 15 years old, probably. Plus, it wasn't an expensive
Don't
shirt to start out with.
Paul.
What did you want to say, Paul, when you so rudely
well,
interrupted
Well, just that
Kevin?
You had mentioned Will Fork and Brady as your only two
Pro Bowlers.
Pro Bowl locks.
Yep.
And likely the only two that we're going to find out about today.
Possibly.
I'm just wondering if fans think that we have more locks than that.
Who Mayo is next in the next lock category?
What about McCourty?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, he's not even a lock for the Defensive Rookie of the Year.
That's true.
I think there are some candidates, as I said. Gronkowski, I think, has a decent chance.
I just think of the corners, the AFC line. Corners, even like Revis and Cromartie have been getting lit up like Christmas trees the last couple weeks.
Well, I would take Revis any day of the week.
No, yeah, that's. I'm not saying that, but not
Asamoah, I would take any day of the week.
Yeah,
that's two right there.
I didn't see yesterday's game with the Bears, or Sunday's game with the Bears.
Oh, they got lit up.
In some previous games that, quote-unquote, Darrell Revis has gotten lit up, they haven't completed a pass near him.
Yeah.
We were told that Calvin Johnson was absolutely, quote, destroying Darrell Revis. And
Well, they scored 7 points. That didn't happen in that game too.
Well, and also Calvin Johnson finished a game with one catch for 13 yards.
Yeah. Well, Cromartie got taken deep by Johnny Knox a few times.
Cromartie's been a little bit spotty, although he had pretty good coverage on one of those plays. The safety, kind of screwed him. I think it was Brodney.
At,
I think it was Brodney Poole.
Speaking of getting screwed,
did you get a picture
under the subject line? Nips for Andy from.
I gotta see this.
Tracy, no, you don't. It's a little kid.
Damn it.
Could now get in trouble for underage porn on this computer. This is whose computer is this?
Speaking of porn, I have a soundbite for you that I was lucky enough to kind of overhear this weekend. It's from ESPN. This is Susie Colbert.
Okay, go. Is it ready? Apparently not.
Rex Ryan has refused to answer uncomfortable questions about videos posted on Deadspin.com that suggest he and his wife are linked to foot fetish porn.
That's great. That is classic.
Now, who was she posing that question to?
No, she was on like she was hosting like NFL Live or one of those shows late afternoon on ESPN. Trey Wingo usually hosts it, but since the holidays, she had to fill in. And I was like, just her luck. This thing breaks when she's hosting, and she has to read that line.
Porn. Yeah, that's an interesting topic. Fred Kerr should have chimed in there for.
That's a winner, though.
This is from Tracy. I will read the email that accompanies the very, very disappointing and uncomfortable photo. Thanks, Andy, for agreeing to do the AK-47 show today. In case the hot girl doesn't send you a pic of her nips, I'm attaching a picture of my old Christmas uniform from when I cocktailed at the Hard Rock Casino.
But Casino?
I don't know what that is. It's a kid wearing it. Do you want to see this, Paul?
No.
It's a little kid wearing what, you know... If there was a hot girl in it, would be a very
revealing,
interesting uniform. And the Santa thing, the fetishes—is that a fetish when all the cheerleaders dress up like Santa?
If you like it, if that's what you know, sort of gets you going.
We found an Andy. I mean, it's not a specific fetish, but I like it when they wear those. I think they look hot.
Andy likey.
I think they look hot in those little Mrs. Santa get-ups.
It's just like when you get you know the Halloween costumes and you
the
know, you
cheerleaders
see the,
had the nice Santa ones.
Yeah, well.
Well, I like
listen,
that.
Listen, if you're gonna co-host a show,
you should probably listen to the damn show.
You should listen to your co-host.
Crying out loud, but it's our show.
Pizza
you wanted your show.
Yeah, Pete's over there.
No, not pizza. Pete.
No, Pizzy.
Oh, I thought you said pizza. I thought you jumped right to food as always.
No, we already ate.
There's some more cookies here if you want to.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Web radio at patriots.com.
That's the
web
gift
radio
that keeps on giving.
Sure is.
.com. Chime in with your Pro Bowlers. Which Patriot is going to get screwed? Which guys are locks? Which guys are in the next tier category? Or do you even care because you don't want to see any of those guys playing in the Pro Bowl? You'd rather they be preparing for a Super Bowl in North Texas.
Yeah, I think that's everybody's preference.
Sure. But you guys don't think they're going to go. So, you know, if you're one of the believers like me who thinks this team is the favorite to win the Super Bowl and should win the Super Bowl, then you're in one boat. And if you don't think that's the case, then you're in the boat with Paul and Fred and probably taking on water because that's a lot of weight in that boat.
Hey, I'm right behind you.
Do you have anything you'd like to add before I get to the emails?
No, this is your show, so I thought maybe you had something you'd like to express as we open here. No, I'm actually in your boat, unfortunately, on this one. That I think expectations have changed to the point where if they don't win the Super Bowl, I think it'll be a disappointment.
Disappointment. Now, I don't take it to it's the same as 2007 because that's ridiculous disappointment.
But I think
it's a disappointment.
How can you argue that expectations for the team haven't changed?
It's a definite disappointment. Anytime you lose in the playoffs to me, it's disappointing. You always have a chance. I just don't think they need to come in and have someone pull off an upset the way they did in 07. I think that someone could come in here and play an average game and not turn the ball over and win. Because I don't think they're any better than any of the other playoff teams.
That's the thing, though.
They just have a better record.
I don't know if any team is capable of coming in here on the road in the playoffs and not turning the ball over the way the defense is turning people over.
Well,
and I mean, I listened to you on 98.5 The Sports Hub on Sunday, driving around in the snow, talk about how this far into the season, all these turnovers the defense is creating, it's not a fluke. Like, the sample size is large enough where they're going to turn people over. And they had seven. I mean, you looked like a genius on Sunday because they had seven.
Right. Well, you know, I said a lot of pertinent things in that. About 40 rushing attempts.
Yeah.
And that stuff. I don't think it's a fluke.
Get off your knees. You're blowing yourself.
I don't think it's a fluke. But I also wouldn't think it's a fluke if some team came in here and didn't turn it over. This is my point. I don't think it would take, you know, some team coming in here and playing out of its mind.
See, I think
to
some
beat
team...
the Patriots. That's the way I think it's being portrayed now.
And that's what I
this
think.
This is
some
gonna take a shock of all shocks.
That's what
for
I think.
Someone to beat the Patriots.
I think some teams,
I don't think it
I
will.
Think some team's gonna have to play out of its mind, or this team's gonna have to play like it did against the Ravens last year and turn the ball over.
Well, I think that's crazy.
That's
I don't
I'm,
think that's
I'm
not gonna
Kevin.
Happen again.
I'm with Kevin. And that's why I posed I wonder why no one's written the famous Michael Gee column when he said they should have lost a game in 2007. They'd be better off for it down the road. I wonder, do they need to get a stinker of a turnover game out of the way where Brady throws two or three picks and they fumble the ball once or twice? Or is that due on the horizon? Is it inevitable? This is the National Football League. Sooner or later, every team, regardless of how good, does that. And if that game comes in an AFC title, you lose.
The thing is, though, Andy, I don't know about the streaks that this team has had, whether it be regular season or overall, the win streaks this team's put together. I think you can go another four games, another three games, if you don't count the Miami one.
This is already ridiculous, the fact that they haven't turned the ball.
No, I'm not talking about turnover, but I think you.
Make you lose when there is a closer separation between great
but
and
I don't
good
think,
or two good
what
teams.
What I'm saying is I don't think they're due to lose. I'm saying they're
due
no,
to I'm
turn
the ball
over.
I'm saying they're due to turn the ball over, and that could be why you lose.
Then that's fine.
I mean, they're getting ready on Sunday. They could extend the record for turnoverless games. By twice as much as the previous record.
And what is it? The whole the record low for turnovers in the season was 13, and they have 9. So if they don't turn it over, they beat it by 4.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. No matter how many games you play.
So
and I'm not saying
not too many records get doubled. I mean, all records are made to be broken, but to be doubled, that's pretty impressive when it's a streak type record. That'd be what is it? 100?
So
some guy just going out and having a 112 game hitting streak. Well, not only did he break the record, he doubled it.
Shattered it.
But do you understand what my point is? If someone went out and struck that guy out 4 times the next game, it's not a fluke. It's like it doesn't need to be someone played out of their mind and they didn't allow a hit to this guy. Sooner or later, a streak is going to end.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's going to take some superhuman effort by the Baltimore Ravens or the Indianapolis Colts or, your choice, the Kansas City Chiefs. If someone comes and plays a good football game, they can win.
Sure.
They can absolutely win. This team is not unbeatable.
Sure.
But I think it's being portrayed right now as if the Patriots don't come in and turn the ball over 3 times, no one can beat them.
Well, I do think there is a sense of if the Patriots don't beat themselves in some way, they're not going to lose. I think there will be an element of the Patriots beating themselves.
I think there's a big sense of that, and I don't think that I think if you don't have any turnovers, I don't think the other team needs to take the ball away from the Patriots. They just need to not give it to them, and they'll have a very good chance to win.
Maybe.
I'm not guaranteeing.
Go with if the Patriots play decent, I think they're going to win.
I mean, they've had too many games
out.
Like Green Bay and San Diego and Indianapolis where they were like 3-0, 4-0, 3-0 in turnover margin, and the game came down to a final field goal.
Yeah. I think they're a better football team now late in the year. I mean, some of those games.
Than 2 weeks ago?
No, but I mean, some of those games are earlier in the year. I think this is a much better football team now. I think they do a lot of different things well. I don't think they were doing a lot of things well all year long.
San Diego, certainly.
I think they can run and throw
San Diego,
now.
Certainly. You're absolutely
didn't
right.
Didn't know that they could run all year long. I now think
they
can run.
It's a much better
run.
Team than it was back in San Diego.
I now have the belief that Hernandez and Gronkowski are what they are. They are contributing factors to a good offense. There's no fluke involved. There's no rookie wall. There's none of that.
Yeah, but
crap.
I don't want you to characterize it like I'm saying this is a fluke, what they've done. I don't believe it's a fluke.
But it sounds like you think they could lose every game they play.
I believe they could lose to any playoff team, yes. You're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
I don't. I think they are significantly better than some and better than all.
I don't think they're significantly better than any of the good teams.
Well, I mean, where is your delineation between
all
the playoff
teams?
Oh, yeah. See, I think they are significantly better.
You think they're significantly better?
I think they're significantly better than Pittsburgh.
Well, I don't.
I don't think Pittsburgh's a very good football team.
I think the Patriots match up very, very well with Pittsburgh.
They do.
And I would give them the Patriots the nod there. Absolutely.
And I don't think the Colts are a very good football team right now.
I think they would give the Patriots a load of trouble if they didn't turn the ball over.
Maybe. But, again, you seem to link turnovers with just mistakes by the opposition.
No, I don't.
I think this Patriots team forces turnovers. I think they're very good at it. I don't think all of them are forced, but I think they put themselves in position to create turnovers.
Again, that's why it's not a fluke. And that's what I said on the radio on Sunday that Kevin heard. It's when you do it for 15 games, it's not a fluke. They've done a very good job of maximizing their opportunities and taking the football away. Absolutely. I'm with you.
Paul really dominating the airwaves here. Kevin not really getting to talk much at all on the AK-47
show. He's having a side conversation with Pete.
He really is.
Trying to do what I can.
I give you your own radio show here.
It's tough without Doc. Everything falls apart.
No, it doesn't. You need to really complain why he takes multiple vacations during the year and you have to be at 4 a.m. every single day.
Yeah, yes.
You need to talk to HR about
yesterday,
that.
Yesterday I kind of battled through the snow for Freddie because he was sending emails from Rochester at like 9 o'clock being like, why isn't Patriots Monday hooked up? And I'm like, Freddie, there's like a foot and a half of snow. I have no power. I can't get out of my house.
Just to defend.
Shoveling with my hands.
Just to defend Fred a little bit.
I don't have a plow.
Those directives.
You don't need a plow to shovel, just a shovel.
Those directives weren't coming from Fred. Just to
coming
Fred,
from above Fred.
I didn't say where they were coming from. I wanted to.
They were coming
Fred
from below
bit.
Fred. That would make sense.
Right.
I actually told Fred it was ridiculous. I yelled at him, chewed him out. So
you wanted to listen to it, right?
Okay, so we should get to emails because they are just absolutely pouring in. A lot of fan support, as we expected, for the second edition here of the AK-47 show. You know, we do have our own Facebook page, Paul. A lot of followers, a lot of fans.
It's true.
So I'm aware of it.
We're kind of a big deal. I don't have any leather-bound books, as Brooklyn Matt will tell you.
Does your apartment smell of rich mahogany?
I don't have an apartment. I have a home.
Oh, that's true. So you one-up that one.
I do. Unlike Matt from Brooklyn, who I bet has an apartment. And his fledgling.
I think he's living in a van down by
career.
The river.
That's true. Well, that's where guys with 1,300 SATs end up. If you're not smart enough, you can't compete in this world. Sam from Brighton checks in.
Sammy.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Okay, I have a game for you. Three. Wow, it's nice.
Kevin.
You include
three's
get
company.
Ready.
Get I'm
ready.
Just give me a percent on how likely the scenario is. Ready? Devin McCourty as Defensive Rookie of the Year. I go first. My microphone. 26.8%. Kevin can go second. He's in the name of the show.
I'm going to give him 40%.
And Paul Perilla goes last. This will take the longest because he likes to speak.
35%.
So none of us think he is a favorite to win the award.
He's a minority candidate in that race.
So he's like a black defensive lineman who may or may not be Jewish named Cohen?
Pretty much.
Okay. Mayo as...
That's interesting.
Mayo as Defensive Player of the Year. I'll go zero. It's him next.
Yeah, I'll go zero, too. I don't think there's any show.
It's unanimous. 1%. Zero.
1%.
Belichick as coach of the year, I am going to go 49.9%.
I'll say 25%.
I'm going to say 60%.
Really?
I think there's a better chance than Andy does.
Okay.
I think he should win it, but won't. Welker as comeback player of the year, I am going to go 61.9%.
Nope. I'll say 20%.
Paul Perillo?
I'm going to abstain. I don't know what that means. Comeback player of the year.
I don't know what
I think that's, I don't know. It's kind of gay.
That's how I got two kids. I don't know what abstain means.
I think they'll unjustly probably give it to Michael Vick, even though he came back from jail and not an
See,
injury.
I don't even think
two
he should
years
be a
ago.
Candidate. He
Whatever.
Shouldn't be a candidate. It's between
I still think he'll
E.J.
Get it,
Henderson
though.
And Wes Welker. Vick should not be in the conversation.
Well, I agree with you. I just think that the way the media is playing this whole thing, that he's going to get it.
It's a product of the media. Sam, I liked that game. That lived up to it.
I loved that game.
Guess who leads the NFL in drops, according to strippers?
Drops?
Go ahead.
Is it a wide receiver?
Yes.
Wes Welker.
No, it's a center.
I don't know.
Wes Welker.
Tight end.
Yes.
Really?
What's his problem? ?? Did three of them come on Sunday?
Yeah, he had a real
bad
one.
He had a tough game. He was really upset with himself.
Yeah,
he had a couple last week when they were in his pocket, so he's probably got five or six in the last 2 weeks.
He had one on third and six from like the 10 or so yard, 12-yard line of Buffalo.
Cutting across.
Across the middle.
Might have been a touchdown.
And it hit him in stride to the point where if he catches that thing, the guy tailing him isn't catching him.
Who knew that bad Kevin's real name was Kevin Ferry?
Like fairy?
Fairy. Hey, Paul, Kevin, Andy Bag.
You are unbelievable.
Wow, my first name is now synonymous with douche. I agree with D-Bag in the fact that Brady and Wilford are locks. Bad Kevin, I'm not familiar with Wilford. Could you let me know who he is?
Yes, such a jerk.
But I think that Gronk and McCourty should make it. I can't agree with that. It should be a nice consolation prize for them not getting the Rookie of the Year. I'm all about the Sam Chais, but these guys deserve consideration. If Welker makes it, it will be on reputation. Yes, it will be. Question for you guys, especially since we just talked about he leads the NFL in drops. Who are three tight ends in the AFC that have had a better year than G-Force?
I don't know all the stats here, but the couple that I threw
Kevin,
out
this
there
is where
earlier.
You chime in. You have a computer in there. You could look up
if
stats.
If you have the stats, I would say Dustin Keller, Heath Miller, possibly, and Antonio Gates has had a
great whatever year he played.
Right.
He was great because if you remember, he had like 10 touchdowns in the first.
And he averages like
whatever.
16 yards a catch.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what his numbers are now, and I certainly would have no problem if Gronkowski makes it.
Okay, defensive backs that will beat out McCourty. I'd have to think Revis and Asamoah are at the top of that list, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
And some people believe Joe Hayden's the better rookie corner.
What about Champ Bailey? What kind of year is he having?
I don't think he's had a great year.
I have no idea.
But I don't really know either. I'm just basing on like things you kind of read and pick up.
I'll tell you a guy who I like that doesn't get a lot of attention is Quentin Jammer from San Diego. That's a pretty good pass defense they have.
Bad Kevin, you know, the ferry, ends with a very good sentence. If Merriweather can make it last year, McCourty should make it this year.
Yeah, the problem.
That's good logic right there.
It's great logic, but the problem is Merriweather was like, you know, not one of the three best. He was like one of the eight best.
Yeah, actually. He was like Vince Young at quarterback.
Right.
Andy, if you take a look at it, Jason Witten has got 90 catches, far and away the most catches from a tight end this year.
Isn't he in the NFC?
Yeah, you're just talking about AFC guys?
No, the Pro Bowl is AFC, NFC. True. It's a game where they pit the
Well, then if you want to flip it, another guy that kind of stood out to me was the rookie Jermaine Gresham, who's having a year that I didn't expect.
What does he
have?
Oh,
he's got a lot of catches, a lot of yards. Not a lot of touchdowns, right, though? Two, three? Give me the touchdowns.
Four.
Four, see? 9-4. Blowout!
But how many catches?
52, which
as opposed
is
to
more
how
than
many?
It's more than Hernandez or Gronkowski.
Yeah, but that's a little misleading because he's the guy.
But I want to know how many catches. You know, how many catches does Gronkowski have?
37.
Okay, so to me, that kind of offsets the touchdowns.
To
have that big of a gap.
He's got 36.
So it's 36-56. I mean, that's a big gap.
Yeah, I just think it's a product of he didn't throw to Ocho Cinco all year, and he's the tight end on that.
Gonzalez team. Has got 64 with five.
Again, that's an NFC guy.
Benjamin Watson, 61.
He sucks. I don't care.
That's kind of impressive.
I have a
if Benjamin Watson makes the Pro Bowl,
prejudice
against
him.
Definitely lose a little.
In Tammy, he's got 60.
Yeah, Tammy just, had again as
he
Andy,
hasn't even played the whole year.
As Andy and Paul predicted, Dallas Clark was very overrated. That I don't know why you can't get my whole the position.
Well,
thing.
The tight end in that offense
that's
gets
the proof
all the targets
of my theory.
No, but I think Dallas Clark, part of the reason he's overrated, is he sucks. He doesn't catch the football. I think he has terrible hands.
But
Wes Welker, in his
I'm
position,
make,
I think more often than not, this year aside, when he's leading the NFL in drops,
I know what you
catches
mean.
The ball when it's thrown to him.
My point is just that I'm not overly impressed with the numbers. Like, people just say, well, he caught 100 passes four straight years, and that's
right.
Well, to me, that's the way the offense is designed.
But don't you think he does things that not every guy would do with it? Like when he catches the ball and always seems to find a way to move forward.
I think he's very good.
We
yes.
see other guys catch the ball and they go down. Right? And even Wes Welker, when he wasn't Wes Welker early in the year, I thought went down.
Yeah.
I thought it made you appreciate
this
what
not
he's done over previous years.
Despite the fact that, you know, much like you talked about with Brady last year, history is going to say what a remarkable recovery.
Right.
I think Welker is going to have a similar kind of thing.
But didn't that make
history's
you appreciate
say,
what he did last
wow,
year more?
Wow, he didn't miss a beat, but we saw it. He
when
did
he
miss
always
a beat.
Slipped free for that extra couple yards.
A
and
lot of respect for Welker. You know that.
It doesn't seem it
but
sometimes.
I admitted,
it just doesn't seem it.
I admitted I was wrong on Wes Welker years ago.
Really?
I have a lot of respect for
Wes. I missed
that
show, I think.
I think it was the day he came in and talked to us on the show.
Brent Larson out of Illinois. He gave us, thankfully, Barack Obama. Guys, how about an e-reader like Nook version of PFW, new revenue stream? I brought it up, and Fred poo-pooed me. No one uses e-Nooks and e-readers and all that crap.
I think his point was the people that do use that use the app, the mobile app, right?
Yeah, he had some point. I didn't care for it.
So he gave you an explanation and you didn't listen to it.
It was wrong. He's wrong.
Okay.
Fred can be wrong sometimes. He's built a nice little empire
Fred's
here.
Fred's never been wrong.
But in the last few years, he's swinging and missing. Need I bring up...
Fred's never been wrong.
Scavenger?
You cast her?
Scavenger?
Scavenger.
Patriots question here from Brent. When looking at the playoffs, I think the Chiefs team scares me more than anything. Good running game, good passing game. Could keep up with the Pats for points. Thoughts? Not sure they could keep up with the Pats for points, but I agree with the other aspect. We talked about that earlier. Paul doesn't quite buy in quite as much.
Just
he doesn't think they're all
like
that good.
I would like to see – they don't have a signature win. And I would like –
they could get one in, at your cost.
All right.
Do you want to become that signature win?
No, I don't. I don't poo-poo your Kansas City theory. I looked at their – they're going to – what are they going to end up, 11-5 if they win the last game?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I look at their 11 wins and I – you know – their best win is going to be an 8-8 team. I just I don't.
So So
I'm not
who wins?
Feeling them.
Just
I'm not
the
feeling
Patriots
them,
have beaten every playoff team, not all teams can do that.
Exactly. That
you,
to me
you
is
You may
a big
have
difference.
Talked about this in PFW, but I probably wasn't paying attention.
Because you don't, because you had to Facebook. You had to check
wins,
your wall.
Who wins the Kansas City Jets game in Kansas City in the playoffs?
So that's a 3-6? We're saying Kansas City wins?
Or
we're saying Kansas City wins. That'll be the 3-6.
Yeah.
Boy, the Jets are a tough team to forecast right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Always.
I was just curious what you thought.
I think the Jets are a far more talented team.
I think
team,
the Jets would win the game.
But that's I think just they're just in disarray. I think they're in disarray. Defensively, they don't know what they're doing.
Because, let's see.
I think the Jets are a significantly better team than Kansas City.
I think they are, too.
But right now, I would say Kansas City wins that game.
Okay. Agree to disagree. What's going on?
Just some breaking news that I'll share with Paul later. It's not really public information. Also, don't you think that Brady and the offense will play about three quarters this week, seeing as if they don't, they will have 3 weeks off between games? Three quarters, a half, who knows exactly what they'll play. But yes, I think we're all under the belief that the bulk of the team, if healthy, will start and play. And then at some point, Bill will pull the plug on him. Kevin, you want to chime in? I know you didn't get a chance to chime in the PFW show, but AK-47's all you.
Yeah, I could see it being like a preseason game. And I don't know if they'll play even a half. I think a quarter.
Depends how they play.
I think
he gets pissy. If they play crappy, they don't get to come out.
I would see more. I'm forecasting more like they play a quarter or so.
Could be. I think if they drive right down the field two times,
but I definitely think they will play.
Yes, I would bet on seeing Tom Brady and company. On
I'd
Sunday.
Bet on seeing pretty much everybody unless there's some sort of nagging injury where that's, you know, it's kind of like, okay, if this was a playoff game that they would play, but since it doesn't mean anything, why put them out there?
Brian in New Mexico chiming in the AK-47 show. Hey, guys, glad to hear the AK-47 show firing again. See what he did there? I like it. As a thanks to Paul, Andy, and Paul for sticking around, I'm going to go ahead and take the long overdue step of subscribing to Patriots Football Weekly.
Wow.
1-800-494-PATS for anyone who's interested, or PFW Online makes a great gift if, you know, those people you forgot to buy something for, or that awkward situation where somebody bought you a gift that you didn't buy them a gift, and
yeah.
Now you got to scramble and get them something.
Don't you hate that?
PFW makes the perfect gift, gives all year long. Even gives you a little bonus
know.
At
they'll
times.
Never know you got a form late. Yet.
No.
So.
Their subscription will just start showing up, and they'll be like, wow, what a nice gift gesture that was.
It's kind of funny here. I just got a message from as you knock the AK-47 Facebook fan club or whatever.
Spit it out.
I got a message that says, the creator of the fan club, Brendan, says, I'll have to do something about making your gun as big as Andy's unless he objects.
Only Mother Nature can solve that problem, and she's already spoken, baby. Why are you shaking your head? Did you see the breaking news I was talking about?
Why am I not included in this?
That's nothing to do with you,
that's why.
It's
not really relevant to the Patriots at all.
It's kind of relevant to you. It's kind of along the same lines of, I predicted you wouldn't make it a year. I had a similar mental prediction for this kind of
mental,
person.
Oh, mental, because I don't remember you ever
saying
it.
No, I never said it, but in dealing with this person who's leaving a place of employment, I thought they weren't long for that world.
Well, he's going back to where he came from.
Yes, I know.
So. Back to where he came.
I think the police
forget it. Back to your mother in a box.
On PFW in Progress, you guys touched on the 49er statement about looking to the Patriots as role models, Robert Kraft specifically, but didn't delve into it very deep other than staying off Facebook.
I didn't really know about any statement that the 49ers
did
about
the
Patriots.
I'll just tell you, Jed York is no Robert Kraft.
What did he say?
I don't know. I'm wondering what you guys see as the Patriots way in regards to top-level operations. Well, I'll tell you what I see. Everybody being on the same page. The owner and the coach agreeing of a certain way to run an organization, a franchise, and a football team, and the coach having the power to do that without an owner doing things behind his back or in any way cutting him off at the knees. And I think more often than not in most organizations, even when they agree upon a way, it doesn't work. At some point, something happens, and one guy needs to do something, and it causes a little bit of a crack in the foundation, and then that grows. And players sense that. Players know that. Media knows that. Media senses that, and it's not good for your organization or your football team.
And I think that when there are disagreements, and there are, between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, we don't find out about
right.
it. You know, that's the thing that I think they separate themselves. There are always going to be controversies. Andy brought up during PFW in Progress that what the Patriots do is they nip it in the bud. There is no distraction. Things happen to everybody. The Patriots had a guy suspended for substance abuse violation. And it happened on a Friday. By the following Monday, it was a non-factor, and we haven't heard about it since. There's a reason for that. It's not a. It's just not coincidence.
Or the Logan Mankins thing, where he wasn't here, everything. It wasn't an issue. He's here, it wasn't an issue. He shows up, it's never an issue. How does a guy miss half a season? But it's never an issue at any point,
but
really.
You go back and you look at all the different things. You know, 2001, Terry Glenn, disgruntled guy, suspended.
That one was a little more of an issue.
Yeah, and they dealt with it
and
moved
on.
They
did have special master Stephen Burbank on the premises in a press box doing a hearing.
And how much did it affect the day-to-day operations? How many times
for
do
a long
we
day
ask?
For me, I was back in PR at that point.
How many
that
times
sucked.
Did we have to ask about him? Not very many. It just goes away. Now, it was an ongoing thing, but it wasn't part of the day-to-day operations, if that makes sense. And there's a million in between. You know, guys getting suspended for HGA. Rodney, you know, is getting suspended.
Yeah.
Kevin Falk got suspended for a game.
That was marijuana, I think.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of stuff happens, just like it does for everybody else. But the perception is the Patriots don't have those things because they deal with them so well.
Brian continues, I think back to bringing in Bill Parcells to right the ship, going through a crap coach, then trading a top draft pick for a rival coordinator, who turns out to be the greatest coach of all time. Then you lose your franchise, Bledsoe, to injury. But wait, you have a backup quarterback taken in the late round who just happens to turn into one of the best of all time. As thankful as I am for the Robert Kraft era of the Patriots, it seems flat out impossible to duplicate the success and luck that has made them such a dominant team. Or do you guys think I give Mr. Kraft too little credit for his run? No, I think he deserves credit for learning from past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's luck that he got the best coach ever, but he picked a guy
he identified
thought him. Was good. He may have thought, okay, this is a guy that's just stable, he'll be good. He ended up being great. He ended up being maybe the best coach ever, but he looked at him and said, I need to step back. I need to find a guy that can run my football operations.
Right.
And he targeted him. That's not luck. That's skill. That's knowing what you need and going to get it. And it's skill to be able to stay back and not nitpick and have to, you know, do things behind the scenes. Like, I think a lot of owners' ego won't let them do that, won't let them cede power of all football decisions to one man. They
Jerry
feel
Jones
like
certainly
I
won't.
Own this Al team. Davis. It's my right to make the decisions. And it is their right.
Yeah.
But if they want to win, they might want to hire the best person possible. It's what Mr. Kraft always says. In all my businesses, I hire managers, and I expect them to do their job, and I let them do their job.
Yeah, just because you have the most money and run whatever operation it is doesn't mean you're the most qualified person to do it.
And Robert found a guy who was qualified. He lets him do the
smart
job,
businessman.
And he's great. Right.
That's what smart businessmen do.
Right.
That's how they make money.
If you want a good meal, you don't cook it yourself.
You
just steal
to a nice
from
restaurant.
Parcells. You find somebody who can cook a good meal, and you eat it and enjoy it, and you pay him to do so. Okay.
Getting a lot of messages on Facebook, too, Andy.
Yes, I know you're great. Personally, I think the 49ers' woes center
us.
Around flipping and firing quarterbacks and offense.
It's, true,
it's the AK47 show. The K
right,
follows
well, when
the
you
a.
run out of emails, we have a ton of messages over here, too.
I won't run out of emails because this little stupid thing keeps popping up saying, you have new mail, you have new mail, you have new mail.
We're blowing up.
It's very annoying. Emails are coming in.
It's so annoying being popular, huh?
You're starting to talk real fast.
Paul, I do have 101 emails in the inbox right now, and I've read
Are you serious?
I feel like, Fred, a lot of emails. Personally, I think the 49ers' woes center around flipping and firing quarterbacks and offensive coordinators three times a year, and I don't see how that can be impacted at the top level. Well, it trickles down. The stability trickles down through
Where
the team.
Where do you think that those directives are coming from?
Right.
Do you think that these coaches are just all morons?
And should I vote now?
All of them.
A lot of them.
But whose idea was it?
That's why I think
it's
a one-team race between the Patriots and themselves.
Well, I mean, we have some inside information here on this particular thing with San Francisco from Aaron, who used to work for the 49ers. And he's told, I'm not going to get into specifics because I don't want to get Aaron in trouble, but he's told us many stories about how decisions were made and how they came down. They come down from above. You know, these directives to fire coordinators and to change quarterbacks, they're not all at a coach's whim.
Right. And we've heard stories from other people in other places of similar things happening that I just don't think happen here. Maybe I'm naive. I just don't think they happen here. And they're few and far apart when they do happen. And they're minor. And they're squashed in-house. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe why they need to start with Kraft step one, bring in Parcells-type manager to keep things from flip-flopping around while the organization finds its footing. Well, I think you're going to see them try to hire a big name or maybe even a combo, maybe a Gruden and a Floyd Reese or whatever, to build around. I think they are looking for some stability. Doesn't mean they're going to get it.
And I told you that the one that I've been reading about all day is the Mike Lombardi, Jim Harbaugh combination.
Yeah, and I think it'll fail miserably.
Why? Because you don't think Lombardi's any good?
Well, I'm not sure Lombardi's any good. That's accurate.
And I have no idea.
I'm not sure Harbaugh's any good. So
I don't know.
I think John Gruden as a coach is a far greater certainty than Jim Harbaugh.
You think so?
Would you give Harbaugh more of a chance? I know that college to pro transition is a difficult one. Many have tried. Right. Almost all of them have failed.
But look what he's
done.
But
would you give Harbaugh more of a chance to succeed given his NFL background?
Sure.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's
played.
But not only he's played, but he has a brother who's doing it right now. Who, by the way, if you've read anything
about,
has done a lot of work. He's done a lot of help for his brother.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I give him a chance.
Do you give him more of a chance than maybe, Butch Davis?
But I give him less of a chance than John Gruden.
Well, although Butch Davis had NFL experience, too. You never know. I don't know.
It's risky.
It's hard.
It's risky. But John
Gruden, hard transition.
John Gruden won in two places. Now, he inherited talent in one.
Yeah.
One was kind of his team.
Yeah,
he did it
in Oakland, and then he inherited a Super Bowl champ.
But he did it. He didn't screw it up. He did it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, we don't know that
all the credit.
Harbaugh can do that.
I think there's
a lot of people that inherit talent and don't necessarily maximize it and take it to its highest level.
Barry Switzer, for one.
Well, he did win the Super Bowl.
I know, but then what did they do?
I don't know. You'll tell me. Craig in Ottawa, Ontario.
You won't believe me.
That's exactly right. Andy, Kevin, and Paul. Perfect order. Well done, Craig. Wait, did I say Craig? Oh, yeah, Craig. What picks do you think the Patriots will trade? Do you guys have a wish list of players from other teams you'd love to pick up? With 6 picks in the top 90, we have plenty of ammo to get anyone. Great to have another AK-47 show on the air.
Need more ammo for that gun.
Need more of them next year. It would be more of it, because it is a show.
That's true.
We'll move on here.
Don't correct the list. Come on. Give him a break.
Do you have a wish list? What, I got to turn to A? No, I'm A. Got to turn to K. wish list of guys you'd like to trade for? It's kind of a vague
question. I think I'd rather keep the picks, to be honest with you.
Your typical Patriots fan, keep the pick. Why?
It's a little less
appetizing.
We
traded for Corey Dillon, that seemed to work out. We traded for Randy Moss, that seemed to work out. We traded for Wes Welker, that seemed to work out. Now here's where Paul is.
I want a running back.
We traded for Alex Smith, that didn't work out. And we go down the list of ones that didn't.
I want a running back, that's all I want.
I was letting Kay.
I know, but that's my point.
Paul might even agree with me that I want a running back.
Oh, I want a running back, too.
Not necessarily where.
But Paul and I disagree.
Where he comes from. Nobody particular.
Bill Belichick wants Fred Jackson, apparently. Seems to be lusting after him.
Andy
like
and
he's
I
the
have
next
an
OJ
idea
Simpson.
Of where the running back is going to come from.
Jeez. Next OJ Simpson.
He's the best back in the league.
But, I mean, you thought that perhaps with that Oakland pick you might be able to get a decent top shelf running back, and now it's looking like you're not going to get anybody.
But you have the picks to trade up if you want.
Yeah,
you can get anything you want this year. Anything.
There's a good question in its own right. Do you ever see them trading up? I can't.
Why not? They've done it.
I don't think they.
They didn't always do it well, but they've done it. I think they'll trade up if
Bobby
they like
Greer
a guy.
Do it or whatever his name.
No,
was.
Bill Belichick's done
Belichick
it a number
it
of times.
Daniel Graham,
and Ty Warren.
Ty Warren worked.
And Chad Jackson.
Chad Jackson didn't work out
exactly,
very well.
But
Matt Light.
You
I
can
believe.
Go both ways.
Matt Light's worked out.
Didn't they trade up for Matt Light?
But you can.
Or as Don Cricky would call him, Todd Light. Yes. For all 3 preseason games, he was Todd Light.
Not even spelled the same way.
Whatever.
I'm still looking for the pass rusher. Robert Quinn is my guy that I've... Oh, Nicole is hot for AK-47. I'll have to get to that one in a minute.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if there's any player out there that's available that would be worth trading for. I'll throw a name at you. I'm sure there will be guys, but I don't know who they are right now.
His name is Lawrence Fitzgerald. Seems to be coming to the end of the road in Arizona.
If he's available by trade, I absolutely would trade
him. And what would you give up to get him?
I'd give the Raiders pick.
Okay.
Certainly.
And what else?
I don't know.
Would you give up more?
What else do I have to
Would you give a first and a third?
What about?
Sure.
Okay. I think I would, too.
Yeah, first and third.
Just salary you're dealing with?
You have so many of them.
Bonus? Absolutely.
But I am still looking for that edge rusher guy, wherever I can get him. I'd like to have a pass rusher.
You know,
if I have to go to Canada.
You're not satisfied with your boy
Rob
Eric
Ninkovich
Moore.
May have the greatest pressures in the NFL, according to Peter King or whatever it is. I could use a good one.
If you want to get to Kevin's point about the running backs, you know, D'Angelo Williams is a guy that a lot of people seem to think could be available after this year.
I don't know.
He's a good running back.
Is he the good or is he the bad?
Now,
he hasn't always been great.
I wouldn't give a first and a third for him, but
I'd
give a third, maybe. You know,
would you go any higher?
It's a little younger. In the top 9. Is it 6 in the top 100?
Yeah.
I would give a third round pick for him.
Would you go higher? A second?
Maybe not that Carolina pick because it's the first.
It's going to be the first one. That's a first round pick
in my mind. I'm terrible at this, but I would probably say no.
I wouldn't either.
I'd probably say no.
I don't
I'm
think
terrible
he's great.
At sort of gauging what a guy is worth.
He hasn't been as good as I thought he was going to be in the NFL. I don't think he's great.
He had a great year last year.
He's good. I don't think he's what I want. What I've said, if I'm going to invest in a back, is I want the guy that I can say for 5-6 years, I can pencil him in for 1,300 yards. That's his average season.
But don't you think that you could pencil him in for something like that on a good offense?
I don't know.
That was a mess this year.
I know.
With Jimmy Clausen and Brian St. Pierre.
I'm not so sure.
Matt Moore, all the other.
I'm also not really sold on any college running backs right now.
No.
I don't think
one guy that
Adrian
we're in agreement
Peterson.
On is Mark Ingram.
Yeah, I have no interest.
Just the guy.
I'd rather have his backup. It's an interesting question. We'll pose it more in the offseason as we continue
on.
Trent, I believe.
Trent.
I like him.
Yeah, we both like
him. He is yoked up. He may miss 4 games at some point in his NFL career, but I'll take him for the other 12 that season. Matt Johnson. Oh, this is Brooklyn Matt. Should I even read this?
I don't know. He's your nemesis, kind of.
The animal abbreviation is Andy.
Phineas and Ferb reference.
That kindness to animals group is the ASPCA, standing for the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Anything else you want to know today? Well, I didn't Google it like you did, Matt. Do you even know how to spell Google? That might have been on the SATs. That might have been one of the many, many questions you got wrong, Dumas. So far, we've got 4 gaffes, including your not knowing the Raiders beat the Redskins in the 83 Super Bowl, which Paul knew. That's because he was alive and watched it.
That's true.
I was alive, and I was, forget it.
I was not alive.
Probably drinking a bottle in my crib at the time. Paul knows everything about football. Just ask him. I added the just ask him in there.
Going back to the 40s with Paul.
And he says, I love going back to the 40s with Paul.
Well, like that.
Thanks for the impromptu. What?
Nothing.
Thanks for the impromptu AK-47 show. Now, I don't know how to delete that one, but I'm going to go to Nicole, who says she's hot for AK-47.
I'm coming around the glass for this if it's a picture.
There's no pictures. There's no attachment.
Damn it.
None of these women who are so-called hot
for us. They're all talk.
This is, guys, so you know, I used my brother's email to get the free Gmail account, hence his name. I changed that. I'm at work, so it'll be hard to take the picture I want for you, but I will. 2 questions. Did Florio ever work for the Pats?
No.
He's never worked for any NFL
team.
He's
lifetime.
A lawyer. He's a lawyer who once worked for an ESPN site that has kind of morphed over a few permutations into the Pro Football Talk business formula. He's no longer a practicing lawyer, though, right? He dropped that earlier this year.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
I didn't know that.
He's now full-time. I mean, he does a lot now between radio, NBCSports.com, their pregame show. I just saw they extended their relationship, their business relationship. He does quite a bit for them.
It's a lucrative career.
And the next question is Reese taller than Woodhead?
No.
And does he have a wife, if you know what I mean? Wait a minute, Nicole.
Yes, he does have a wife.
I thought she was hot for us, not Reese.
She wants some Reese's pieces.
I don't think that's why she's asking.
Wow.
Yeah,
I have a wife,
that's
too.
That's definitely not why she's asking. I'm with Paul on this one.
Depending on how hot you are, Nicole, I'm flexible.
I think you know, that a, I think she's wondering what team
maybe she's flexible,
like
too.
On.
Hey, now.
Undrafted free agent out of LSU-ish.
Okay, the great.
But he is not taller than Danny Woodhead. Not in a gay way, of
wow.
course. He's a wee little man.
This hurts a little bit.
What?
G4 Driver. G4 Driver.
Is that spam?
No. Sends the great A&P show. Hey, Andy and Paul. You
whatever.
Got eliminated from
that doesn't hurt you at all.
No.
You're happy with that.
Well, whatever show I'm on, it's going to revolve around me.
That's true.
I'm like Brady.
You are. It's everybody
like,
sucks, but
But
you.
I'll be like him. This is a team show, and yes, we're all just worried about team goals and ratings. And
everyone
really
sucks
cares.
But me. Our ratings were good, by the way, though.
Right. Since this is usually Nitpick Tuesday with Rook, that's right. This 2 hour.
Oh, yeah,
stretch.
We haven't picked any nits.
Oh, I got some nits I'd like to.
We're 49 minutes deep and we haven't picked a nit yet.
First, I'd pick Brooklyn Matt because he's a nit. Maybe you should do a variation on the theme on the great A&P show. Something like Nut Pick Tuesday. You can air your nuttiest pick of the week, like Carolina over Atlanta, Eric Moore returning 2 fumbles for touchdowns. Or the fine on Vince for hands to the face, etc. Great job, guys. G4 Driver. Do we know this G4 Driver?
I don't get the email.
He wants our nut pick of the week. The craziest thing that could happen this week.
Oh, I don't know.
Paul's not really all that wild and crazy, so I'll turn to Kevin now. Well, craziest prediction of the week.
You always go to Kevin first. It's his show.
Are we talking
this
about,
was for the A&P
was
show.
It, was it... The thing is he looking – it's hard to – is he looking for, like, an individual thing that could happen in the game or, like, the outcome of the game?
Anything. He said Carolina over Atlanta. Eric Moore fumbles for touchdowns. A fine on Vince. Anything. Bill O'Brien announces his resignation, becomes the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
There you go. That's
that crazy. Would be my nut pick of the week. I don't think it's going to happen, but that would qualify as a nutty pick.
Brady blows out his other knee.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, that's just
crazy.
Got very ugly.
That's crazy.
You just lost your ratings, my friend.
There you go.
You're going to be excommunicated from Patriots.com radio.
Change that page on Facebook to the A&P show, because Mr. Negativity over here, why would you bring up such a thing?
He's trying to get into the nitpick mindset.
You just got into the nitwit mindset and said something dumb. This is Patriots Nation. He is their god, or at least their...
Well, you wanted something crazy, and that's crazy.
And that's the first thing that popped into your mind? At least mine was just
as
the offensive coordinator.
As I'm looking at that
leader.
Picture of Brady and his knee right behind Paul, yes.
I mean, why would you say such a thing?
Mind. I don't know.
Is that the dumbest thing ever said on the show? And that's saying a lot. I mean, we've said some dumb things.
Believe me, I said they were going to go 10-6.
I once said I'd rather have a running back, a good
well,
running
Andy
back, and Rohan Davey than
anyway.
Brady and somebody else. But he one-upped it. Oh, very interesting comments from the Players Union. This is from David Rosenthal. Holy long. Dave from the Philippines.
He's a long way away.
There's a new article on NFL.com with the comments from Brian Dawkins and our old pal Mike Vrabel on the union negotiation. Here's a few quotes. I would think common sense would say at the end of the day, after all the fighting and after all the words are said, we understand who butters our bread. That's where the urgency comes in at, Dawkins said.
I've been called, can you say on here?
Well, go ahead.
You just did. I don't think... With good conscience, we could say, guys, this is all we could get for you for 18 games. Go out there and strap it up and hope you make it through, Vrabel said. I like Mike. The overall tone
never
of the article.
Pulls any punches.
No. The overall tone of the article was hopeful, wherein the union feels that the owners and players have a sense of urgency to avoid a lockout because they don't want to alienate the fans. Speaking for myself, I would definitely be pissed if next season is in any way affected by labor issues. The NFL and its players. Oh, boy. The NFL lets players make way too much money
good for
to
us,
complain.
Andy. Stop reading it. It's making me nervous. This all this talk about lockout.
The lockout's not going to happen.
Thank you, Mike Vrabel.
It's going to happen on paper, but not necessarily to mix games. I don't much care about going from 16 to 18 games. I'm fine with the present system. Another one of those fans has been clamoring for the 18-game season, Paul, according to Commissioner Goodell. I think rookies in the top rounds make way too much money when compared to veteran players in non-prime positions. That's agreed upon
by
pretty much everyone.
It's all that guaranteed money, too.
They're going to fix that. I don't think the players have any understanding of the costs of running a team. As I understand the current system, the 60-some-odd players on a team get over 50% of the money, averaged over the league, while the owners have to pay hundreds, if not thousands, of other employees that contribute to the business. Coaches, marketing. That's you guys. I'm not marketing. I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist.
Plus, it's not thousands.
And plus, they make money. We make money. It's not just that we don't just suck off the team, right? We make money.
No, we don't suck off the team.
Suckling from the teat. The nipple
you know
Andy's
what I
hoping
meant.
To see.
The teat. Yeah, I haven't seen a teat yet today.
What are your odds on it, if we're going to get that picture by the time this program's
over? We're
not
going to get that picture. Plus, she is a tease. Hot, whatever her name was, is just a tease.
Nicole, right?
But Hot Nicole is a tease.
Let's also not confuse the the payroll of the 60-some-odd players that they pay every year with the hundreds of employees they pay regular salary to.
Right.
Like everybody else that owns a company.
Blah, blah, blah. Never mind the cost of building a stadium. I just can't get on board with the people making six or seven figures for playing a game complaining that they don't get enough money. I'll reserve my sympathy for public school teachers, police and firefighters. Why police and firefighters? Oh, because they put their bodies on their line and their lives on their line to perform. I'm not saying it's the exact same thing, but there's a physical wear and tear, a toll, a long-term, lifelong toll that these NFL players pay. Now, they choose it.
Sure.
I don't fault them for it. They choose it. And, it's a game we all played at some point, and it's fun, and there's a risk and whatever, but there's a physical toll. And, of course, all those military folks getting shot at, well, they're at the top of the list, definitely. Thank you for your service, Eric would say, if he didn't inexplicably just take a day off whenever he felt like taking a day off. The players need to step back and get a perspective. If they didn't save some money and plan for their future after football, they can only blame themselves. While I'm ranting, I think the top players make way too much. I would be in favor of some rule. Really? You think they make way too much? I just don't really agree with anything this David Rosenthal is saying. I'm sorry. I'm of the belief that Tom Brady is maybe one of the three most important players in the National Football League, the most successful sports league on the planet, and he makes what?
I don't know.
Even if you spin it to the absolute utmost, $15 million a year. How many guys in Major League Baseball make that? We're talking about the best of the best. Maybe the best quarterback that's ever played the game. Maybe the best champion that's ever played the game.
I'm not speaking for Dave, but I think he may be talking, and that particular line may have been about sports in general, athletes in general.
But okay, so I'll spin it to art. There's guys that make tens of millions of dollars for movies that I don't get. But we pay it. We decide what the value is. When you show up on opening weekend and get in line and spend your $10 to watch the movie, you're deciding there's a value on his services as an artist, as a performer, as a competitor.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that.
The highest paid player can't make more than 10 times the lowest paid player. That's what this guy proposes. So the lowest paid player makes $300,000. So $3 million would be the highest that a player could make. That's not really what I'm looking for if I'm Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm not.
You'd go and try and play basketball.
But even out in the blah, 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 $20,000. $20 million a year to play a game? That's just not right. Yeah, you're right. I guess he branched over into all sports.
Paul could see where he was going
today.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the whole, you know, these spoiled rich athletes. You know, I like sports. It's important to me. But, you know, are athletes overpaid?
What?
Yeah, I
guess. You're laughing at.
But, yeah. I'm not really.
So are commissioners, and so are
sports are very important to me. If that's what it
you're
takes
telling
to keep
me that
them going, I have no problem.
Roger Goodell making $11 million because he's $11 million better than the next guy in line at that job.
I agree. It's you know.
Whereas I would argue that Tom Brady is $16 million better than the next guy you might find. I think there's a guy capable of doing Roger Goodell's job that's more easily found than doing Tom Brady's.
Well, a lot more easily found.
I agree. Now we have a great email from Fred Kirsch. There have been
Fred
more
Kurtz.
There have been more emails in 30 minutes than Playbook gets in a month. Fred chiming in on the show.
We haven't even done any nitpicks.
At least somebody's listening.
And can I read this? I'll let you be the judge.
You want
Paul.
A nitpick, by the way?
Sure, but let me read Ray Simmons' email. I think this is Rev Ray.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Subject line,
DJ?
If Eric were there, would this be the Gay K-47 show? Can I read that? Because I won't if I can't.
If I can't read that, then I won't. Was that wrong?
Are we supposed to take breaks on the AK-47 show, too?
Why are you shaking your head? Don't shake your head at me.
I think
you don't need to take breaks. We can take one, though.
2:57 here at the AK-47 show. Before we go to the break, webradiopatriots.com. If you want to send us an email, 508-543-7482. And yes, we have a rule here on the AK-47 show. All attractive female listeners must send photos to get their email read.
It's like
on the
paying
air.
Your toll for the great entertainment that we're bringing you.
Not nudity, please, though. This is a family show. We'll be back after this.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fire services available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Good to go, Ghost Rider.
Back here for a second hour of the AK-47 show here on Patriots.com radio. Andy Hart here, joined by Kevin Collins, he's the K, and Paul Perillo, who's close to 47, so we'll make him the 47 part of the show. The AK-47 show here on Patriots.com. He's shaking his head. He's not happy while he checks his Twitter account. Web radio at Patriots.com, web radio at Patriots.com, 508-543-7482. And we're going to go to a very special segment of the program now. Kevin has pointed out to me that on our fan page on Facebook, we have a lot of listeners who are leaving messages on, I guess you call that the wall. Is that the wall?
That's the wall.
The wall. So we're going to go to a shot of the wall. We'll call it the wall shot segment here at the AK-47 show and have Kevin read one of our many, many followers. Go, Kevin.
We have Mary Beth to start. She wrote.
Did she put a photo? Can we see her photos? How does this Facebook work? Can I?
She has some sort of a football photo. It's not actually of her, but I can try to research this for you.
Does she have two footballs?
Anyways, she wrote.
Duke and the Duquette.
I think that if the Patriots were to play Kansas City, the fact that it would be Castle against Brady would make this game very interesting. I'm ready to buy my ticket to Dallas. I love the PFW paper and could not live without it. So very complimentary of you guys.
Thank you, Mary Beth, and tell a friend, because that is our livelihood. While this is our fun part of the day, that's what pays the bills here.
We have one more interesting perspective before we go back to the emails.
Okay.
We have Jonathan.
Kraft?
Kraft, no, is it? It looks like Trujillo, his last name is.
Trujillo. You got to roll that R, Trujillo.
Well, that's what plays into his little post here. It says, long live the AK-47 show. If you guys are reading this during the show, just know the MVP race is about race, clearly. But know this, as a minority, I would vote for Brady based on his performance on the field. I'm Puerto Rican, and I'm a Pats fan, but the player's performance is what matters.
Do you know Mike?
There you go.
Not Vic. Mike in Puerto Rico.
He might.
It's not a very big island, right?
I don't really know the size of it.
I'm sure Matthew, who Brooklyn Matt will pretend he knew it when he just Googles it like Eric does. Matt, I got a question for you. Maybe you can answer it. Eric didn't. What is the opposite of a phallic symbol, or what would be the female version of a phallic symbol? What is the word for it if there is one? If you come up with an answer for this, I will give you 3 bonus points for the day. Paul is holding 2 fingers together in a weird and looks like an... I can't say. useless question from Brent BCL.
You mean beyond that one?
Here's a useless question Fred refuses to answer. Who does the Patriots Twitter updates? I believe the official answer is it's a, what's that word? Consortium?
I thought it was just like a media relations thing.
I believe there's multiple
people. I
thought
that's what Stacey was always doing on his... Oh. On his
I don't think we're supposed to give names out. That's why I said consortium.
No.
I said media relations. I thought it came out of that department.
It does, but I think others sometimes do it. Okay. I think there's a few different people. So, but it's just real Patriots. If you get it from that, you know it's real.
Not us.
not us, because it would be far more entertaining.
And relevant.
Oh, wow. Also, why after Breer left the Globe has the extra point update slacked off? Because they don't have people that do it the same way he did, or have the same style or energy or passion or whatever.
I think we tease Bert Breer a lot on this show, but one thing you can't say about him is that he didn't work hard.
Right.
He works very hard.
And also worked creatively, or tried to find new things, new ways, new...
And
he came up with that stupid ranking system he had last year, that Jim Tressel gave him this formula to rate teams. That's trying. It might not work or whatever, but at least you're trying.
And I do think he did a good job of putting different stuff on the blog than he wrote.
Right.
A lot of blogs, and this is not a shot of the Globe, a lot of blogs just kind of put bits and pieces of what they put for their stories that day on the blog.
Or even just three questions from Belichick, just what he said.
Yeah.
I like the quirky stuff. Yeah. I like funny stuff.
I like when you go in the locker room and, Rich Ohrenberger and Ryan Wendell come out of the offensive lineman meetings at the same time every day, and they come sprinting through the locker room, and they race to the trainer's room, and one of them generally jumps over a chair. Well, not every day, but the first time that happened, I find that humorous as a blog item. And Andy's just blankly looking into the studio. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I thought I'm supposed to be the professional here behind the glass. You know, glass separates us. So he holds his hand up to his head like there's a phone call. So I go to my little web radio producer thing, instant messenger, and the last thing it says is, Lucky is on the Ace Ticket hotline. I thought there would be an update there. I'm trying to be a professional, and there's no update there.
Move on.
Oh, there's an update there. Joining us now on the Ace Ticket hotline is Dave from the Philippines. Dave, how the hell are you half a world away?
He's not going to be good because you were ripping him.
I didn't rip him.
No. Hey, he's entitled to his opinion. That's fine.
Right. That's what
fine.
Makes this
I
show
don't
work.
Have any problem
fair
with that.
And biased reporting.
That's what makes this show work. We're not afraid to share our honest opinions on this show. Right, Dave?
Yeah. And I don't disagree with some of the things you said. I think some of the people in the entertainment business make way too much money, too. But I guess that's only because I don't.
I'm right there with you.
But I think most of the NFL fans out there don't either. So, they're more likely to agree with me.
I actually dabble in the entertainment business and don't make any money. So it's really unfortunate.
Well, there you go. But, I thought the overall tone of that article on NFL.com was good, because at least it sounds like both sides were hopeful that they could actually do something.
That is good, because for a while it seemed like Robert Kraft and some of the owners were saying, oh, we can get a deal done. We might even get a deal done by the Super Bowl. And all I kept reading was Demoris Smith saying, I don't know where they're getting that optimism from. I don't see any reason. It's nice to have the players now maybe chiming in with a little optimism so that a deal can be reached. Because obviously both sides, need to reach this deal together. It's not going to be a one-man decision here.
Everybody loses if they can't get something worked out.
I agree.
Most of all, us fans lose, but everybody else loses.
I don't know if they lose as much as us.
Actually, most of all is us PFW employees who could be laid off if there's a lockout.
Both sides recognize that.
And I would feel a lot more sorry for you guys than any NFL players that weren't getting a paycheck.
We appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is there an echo?
On to other topics. You were mentioning getting a running back for next year. I don't think that's our top need. The running backs we have doing pretty well.
It's just my wishes.
I'm concerned about our lines. We're losing a lot of players potentially in the offensive line.
Yep.
Our defensive line, we'll look at what's going on right now. We got so many people in IR, we could start a whole other team. We need to beef up those lines, and I think that's where we should be using some of those high draft picks. I don't think we should be trading them away for a running back.
Well, I think there's a chance.
I think you need to go out and find another Mankins, because you're probably not going to have him next year.
I don't know about that.
I still think we're going to
I hope I'm wrong, but the guy held out half a season. How often do people come back and actually have something work out after doing that?
Well, I don't know, but
maybe,
you have to remember there were
often.
You have to remember they were close to supposedly a deal early in the year, right in August there, and kind of maybe some egos or however that broke down at some point. So if they were near enough on money, then after he comes back and plays such a key role in this team for the second half, maybe they can get close enough again to do a deal, because I really believe he wants to be here, and I really believe they want him to be here, and it truly is just about the money.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that worries me. The fact that he came back and it was so obvious to everyone how much better the line was with him there, I think some other teams are going to step up and offer him a lot of money.
Great pass,
and there's just a limit to how much money the Patriots are going to pay for a lineman.
That's true. That's a possibility because he has been a big factor in the second half here.
Yep.
And maybe that will earn him some more money on the open market. All right, Dave, thanks for the call. Halfway around the world.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
You too, Dave. Thanks.
The Philippines.
Yeah, do we have a pin on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, have,
Dave's
have,
a long time.
We're big in the peens.
What?
We're big in the peens.
What?
What kind of peens?
There's another guy.
I've been told I have a big
peens,
but.
By the way, Andy, Jonathan wrote back to us. By the way, Kevin, I don't know Mike from Puerto Rico personally, although I have heard him on PFW many times. Hey, you never know. We could be related.
Wow.
Could be. Is that a shot? I don't know if I want to follow up on that, so I'll just move along to Derek from the University of Arizona.
Loyal listener.
Who was very kind and visited us during the holiday break here with his friends. Who
a nice visit. A nice visit.
First off, thanks for letting me visit last Thursday. Had a great time. Also, great to have the AK-47 show back. You're not 47, are you?
No.
46?
No.
5?
No.
1951.
He's just going to keep throwing out numbers here.
Now I have a question that I have asked
before. At
least
he was going in the right direction.
59. 241. And I'm curious if your responses have changed. Are you actually a vampire? At the beginning of the season, I was looking forward to the Pats finally drafting, quote-unquote, the guy at running back. I know Andy has said he would take a running back in the first round if he's a franchise guy, and Paul disagrees. But do we need to now that Green Ellis has run so well this year? His improvement is remarkable and undeniable. Nevertheless, he could hit a big wall next year, get injured, regress, etc. Just curious on your thought. P.S. I agree. If Larry Fitzgerald is available, I hope the Patriots could make a move. First and third sounds right.
Good old Fitzy back in Boston where he belongs. Good old Irish boy right there.
I think he might be. I'm going to ask him actually where he got his name.
That'd be interesting. Fred could do an article on that.
That's actually a good example.
It's a great example. Where's Fred when we need him? Is he listening?
True story, honest to God.
Means it won't be
entertaining. No word of a lie. Back when I was younger, watching the Red Sox with my grandparents once, my grandmother would never pay any attention. My grandfather and I would always be fixated on the TV. And she's listening to the call of a game, like in the kitchen or whatever. And she goes, like, who's up or something along those lines. And my grandpa goes, Troy O'Leary. And she goes, oh, a good little Irish boy. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
That's another good one. You want to handle the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis? Actually, Kevin, you want to handle the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis?
Better.
Do I want to handle him? No.
No, the question. Were you listening to the question? You weren't, were you?
No. I was too busy thinking about Troy O'Leary.
Well, let me say this. I think Benny's had a great year, but you could certainly stand to improve at that spot. I don't want to use a big draft pick, a high draft pick on the guy. I don't think you need the guy. And much like most of my other thoughts about the Patriots' personnel, that's another position where I think the guy who gets the most carries is going to do roughly what Ben Jarvis Green Ellis did. That's what's going to happen.
What about Corey Dillon?
Corey Dillon was special.
But that's what I think you can draft in the draft.
And
special.
I don't think you need that, is my point. I don't think you need to be special at that position. I don't think you need it.
I would disagree. I think you need to be special at a few places. And I know everybody, you got Brady, you'll be special on offense no matter what. Maybe that's true. Maybe he is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I didn't come here to get no stats.
I'd feel pretty good about
stats. I came here to win football games.
And there's some swears that come in there at some point, but we probably don't play those.
I don't give a the numbers.
I don't give a
Yep, that was another one.
You tell Bill.
I do not care about the numbers.
Tell Bill.
He was very entertaining.
I don't
in a scared to death of him kind of way.
Never turn my back on him in a locker room.
But, you know, it's like they don't throw to one guy until they get Randy Moss. And, you know, they don't need a running back who can rush for 1,600 yards until they get Corey Dillon. I think when you're at your best, you're better than just Brady. You're good. You're very good right now. But even you are saying this team could lose to anyone. But maybe you wouldn't be saying that if you had an elite receiver like Moss or an elite running back like Dillon. The more you fill out that offense with elite players, the better you're going to be.
But if you can get the elite running back like Dillon for a second-round pick, then I'm all for it.
Bargain basement.
See, I have no problem drafting him in the first round, paying him his $26 million over 5 years. I'll take my 5,000-yard seasons, two of which maybe 1,500-yard seasons. I've never heard one person say Adrian Peterson is overpaid.
I don't think you're going to get one of those, though, in the 20s, though, Andy.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that he's overpaid.
I didn't say just the 20s. Wherever you get it.
You could certainly
get
him. If it's
in the teens,
that's where they're probably going to be slow.
But you could certainly get him in the 20s. If I don't know all the running backs that are available, but there's countless examples of great, great running backs that weren't taken in the top 10.
Right.
There's too many to list. I mean, Curtis Martin was a third-round pick.
But my point is, I have no problem taking the guy in the top 10 if I get LaDainian Tomlinson or Adrian Peterson or whoever.
If they take Adrian Peterson in the top 10 next year, an Adrian Peterson equivalent, I'm not going to sit here and rail against that pick. You get a solid guy with a solid pick. That's the ultimate goal anytime you're picking a guy, especially in the first round, high in the first round. Did you get a good player? Did you get a guy who can be good for you for a while? The reason what I'm saying is that particular position, I fear, is such a short shelf life that I don't know if it's worth it. Not because he's overpaid, but because he's not productive for you for a long period of time. That's my concern. Now, Adrian Peterson, he's special. No doubt about it. I'm not a big fan of the running back position. I think you can get by with the committee.
But you got to get by.
But they're getting by as the best offense in football.
But that's because their passing game. They're still a pass-first offense.
I know that. But that's just further adding to my thing. They're a better passing team now than they were in 04 when Corey Dillon got 1,600 yards.
Right.
Maybe if Corey Dillon was in that same stage of his career now, he wouldn't have 1,600 yards.
Or maybe this offense would be that much better. Maybe you'd see more of Deion Branch breaking free because there's no safety behind him.
I'm sure it would be better because Corey Dillon is a lot better than Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Right.
I agree. But I just don't know how much more you get out of that in the big picture.
I like a running back. I like to have a good running back. I do too.
And Andy, I don't think you and Kevin are wrong.
And as good as Ben Jarvis Green Ellis has been, I won't be surprised if he goes out in the postseason and has 15 carries for 31 yards
and
you go,
lost in that.
Son of a bitch, what happened to our running game?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is a nice story because he started the season as the fifth running back on the depth chart. He's not going to be confused with any of these guys. Today's Pro Bowl day. You don't hear anybody writing in saying that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis should get Pro Bowl consideration, right? I think we all recognize what he is. He's a solid workman-like blue-collar, hard-nosed running back who's maximizing his opportunities right now. I don't think anybody puts him in, I don't think you guys are wrong.
I never read Ray's email after
Ray?
Yeah, after he asked that thing that I'm not supposed to read, but I may have read once already, the subject of the email. If Eric were here, would this be the... You know, been a while since I emailed, but listening consistently. Anyway, I'm going to be moving to Korea right in time for the playoffs. Well, that's good. Do we have a map of? We have a pin in Korea?
Nothing better than Korea for the playoffs.
It's a nice time of year to be in Korea.
Why are there soccer games on my TVs?
Where?
Son of a.
It's ESPN.
Wondering if there are any listeners
that's
in
your answer.
That soon to be war torn land. Yeah, isn't like World War III about to break out in Korea? Why are we going to Korea?
Kim Jong Il.
The third.
Yeah, I don't want
to. He's gonna blow up the world.
I don't want to have to explain to my students why I'm hungover and/or bear hugging everyone after playoff games. Oh, so you want to be able to share it? The team is stacked for next year with picks, but are we starting to run out of spots for all these new players? Yes or no? Are these players going to be on the team next year? Nice little game here. You ready?
Love these games.
You listening, Kay?
Kevin, you go after Andy.
I'm listening.
Merriweather, no.
No.
I'm going to say no, too.
Can we pick up the pace a little, K?
Okay, I had to think a second.
Sammy Morris, no.
Definitely not.
No.
Slater. Yes. I forgot I was supposed to answer first.
I know, you're yelling.
Oh!
No.
No.
Light, no.
No, definitely no.
No.
Branch.
Yes.
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 I go first.
Whatever.
Mayo.
Yes.
Yes.
When has he ever made a play? It says in parentheses.
Sorry for jumping the gun. Man.
Gerard
Kraft
Warren.
And Mayo go together.
Yes.
Sure, unless he retires or something.
I'm saying yes.
2-year contract, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Played well.
Leonard Cohen, for the Rooney Rule. No.
No, absolutely not.
And a good one, Butler. Yes.
Yes. Sorry, Kevin.
I'll say yes because of where he was drafted.
We are terrible at staying in order.
Yeah, we're not.
We're a relay team.
We go in the order of the shirts we're
qualified. Anyway, thanks for the AK-47 show, but really, without Fred, it's the retarded stepchild of PFW in progress.
Wow. Rev Ray. Not going to lie, Rev, that hurts.
Yeah, there's also somebody didn't like the show. I lost it. Somebody said the show sucks.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But, you know,
all these hundreds of other messages that we're getting positively.
We all have our
opinions. It is what it is.
You suck. It was good until you got here.
Good comeback,
if the ratings
Andy.
Are down this time, it's all because of you. People are going to say, too much babbling Perillo.
The ratings aren't down. You get over 100 emails.
Yeah, I really do have a lot of emails.
And I've hardly said anything.
Paulie Paul Perillo
we're going
from
Patriots backwards,
Football
Paul.
Weekly.
I continue to read them, and we're at 112 emails in the inbox right now.
Jeez. Okay. We're racking them up.
Okay, Andy. Phallic symbols. Oh, this is from Brooklyn Matt, my favorite person in the whole world. Andy, I don't have the exact female equal of a male phallic symbol. Oh, yes, you do. You just don't know it. Look down below your waistline. If you equate a phallic symbols with sexual empowerment, then the closest I could get would be the female empowerment play, the Vagina Monologues. You know, a play like Barefoot in the Park. What is he talking about?
He's so cerebral.
People see the Washington Monument and they say, phallic symbol. If they see something that makes them think feminine or vagina, what do they call it? That's what I'm asking. No one has an answer for it.
That's a good question.
While I'm here, I'll clue you in as to your Andy Gaff number 5 of the day. This does entertain me, actually. Andy, earlier you said you considered box office success a good measuring stick for artistic merit. No, I didn't say that.
What are you talking about, Willis?
But as long as Will Smith opens to $50 million or $100 million, people are going to still pay Will Smith to make movies because they open to $100 million. The two are usually mutually exclusive of one another. I know, because the elitist people that don't know what they're talking about in music, there's that same group
here we go with the music
film.
Thing again.
Where's Eric when I need him to explain such a thing to you? Well, he's taking a day off, being useless, much like this email. And by the way, I don't ever have to Google bubkiss, or boobkiss, or however you say this word.
Bubkiss.
I don't know it. If I don't know it, I don't call you on it. And my SATs are 1330.
Ooh.
Stop tipping me those 30 points. Well, still not very impressive, Brooklyn.
And by the way, Eric doesn't have any artistic training. We've been through this.
Right. Or any artistic talent.
No formal artistic training.
Sterling Nichols emailing in. Michael Vick is MVP, all right. Most valuable pinhead for filing for bankruptcy and being given a court-ordered $475 per month allowance on cars to avoid further collection fees. However, he spends over $200,000 in 1 week on cars for his fiance and former NFL bust Marcus Vick's girlfriend.
That's an expensive fiance.
I guess dogfighting is not in the sky is the limit category. Brady all day.
Is this serious? Like we're criticizing him for having to file for bankruptcy?
I don't know.
Because he didn't know how to handle his money?
I don't know.
I mean, you could call him an idiot for getting himself in the situation, putting himself in the situation that caused this. But, I mean, do we really have to wonder where his money went?
I got an email from Tracy DiBello.
Hey, Trace, what's up?
In Vegas.
She had...
Hey,
you
girl.
Tease Kevin because of his Facebooking, but those messages automatically come with pictures. So does Tracy have any revealing pictures on there?
I don't know if Tracy has composed a wall post yet. I haven't seen it.
Wall shot?
Oh,
the only one I've seen is Mary Beth, I think.
Andy, that's a very,
Brady
very
is the MVP
term.
This season.
I agree.
That's a vulgar term? My dad said that to me. It wasn't very nice. With the words, you should have been before it. I lost my spot. Paul, have I told you a lot of emails coming in?
Countless times.
Killian 17 in Ireland is the subject line. This is Killian O'Brien. Hey, guys. I think the Pats will have 7 Pro Bowlers. You want to guess the list, or you want me to just read his 7?
Okay, if we have 7, it's going to be Brady, Wilfork, Mayo.
Welker.
McCourty.
No.
That's 4.
Yeah.
Welker is 5.
Okay, want me to just read it? Getting a little long.
Brandon Tate. I can't come up with a 7th.
Okay, his are Brady, Welker, Tate, Gronkowski, Mayo, Chung or Merriweather, and Wilfork.
Oh, my God.
I don't see how you can put the Merriweather in there.
I don't see how you can put either
safety. I don't see how you can put Chung in there.
Yeah. But, I mean, well, the lesser of two evils here.
I would agree
Chung
with that.
Chung has played better than Merriweather. Yes. Yes,
certainly. That's all I was saying.
But no, nowhere near Pro Bowl caliber.
Oh, I know. That's all I was saying. Relax.
I think BJGE should make it, but he won't because he shouldn't. I added the because he shouldn't in there, just so you know.
Good ad-libbing, Andy. Good.
He's an animal. Every time he touches the ball, it seems like he gets an automatic 5 yards. He doesn't have the numbers because of the Patriots committee. What committee? There's been no committee this year.
No,
he has a third down back he works with. He's the lead back, and there's a third down back. That's all there is.
He's over 200 carries, correct?
Yeah, that's all there is. There's no committee. No committee. But none of it will matter because Pats are going to Dallas. Pats Saints Super Bowl. What do you guys think? What do you think of that Super Bowl, Paul Perillo?
Pats what?
Kevin, what do you think of that Super Bowl?
I don't like that matchup, if that's the matchup, but I don't think the Saints are going to get there.
Why?
I think the Eagles are going to get there.
I think just...
As of like 4 months ago, I've said the Eagles are going to win the NFC, and that's what I'm sticking with.
That's the best, I think, the best case scenario, because then you get to settle it right on the field.
Not really. They don't actually play against
each
other.
I know, but
Paul.
if you...
Because when the offense is on the field... And the
but if you bottle him up... And you make him look bad. Don't you think that ends? I mean, it's not about Brady, but okay. I mean, if you end up playing a good game against him and sort of expose him,
let me ask you a little bit of a trick question along those lines.
Sure.
DeSean Jackson, leave him out of the picture for the moment, and anybody else on that team. You're in the Super Bowl.
And it's
down five.
Great.
You're down five.
Down five.
The other team just scored. They're going to kick off to you. And you got 35 seconds remaining. 25 seconds remaining, maybe one timeout. Not a lot of time, not a lot of ways to move the ball down the field. Would you ever consider putting Michael Vick back on a kickoff in that situation? Super Bowl on the line, end of the game. He's your best athlete, fastest player.
So the Eagles are down five in the Super Bowl with 30 seconds left, and they're getting kicked off.
And you know, the other playmakers aren't really available. He's your best option as a playmaker.
I absolutely would, but I don't think that would happen. Because I don't think that Andy Reid would do that.
I would. I certainly would.
I think DeSean,
that's how he makes his living as an athlete. He's
hard.
A playmaker.
He's not
a quarterback. He's a playmaker.
You'd have to say DeSean Jackson's not available.
Well, I just said that.
No, I'm saying you would have to make
that
definitive. He's not available.
Even more troubling about Welker from Strippers, dropped 11% of his targets this season, twice as much as the next guy.
Jeez.
Seems awful high to me.
It does seem really high.
I wonder about these numbers. I really do. All these numbers, I question.
Well, it's an unofficial stat because we chart them in the paper for Brady. Drops, overthrows, underthrows, all that. And how many times do we say, is that an overthrow? Is that an underthrow? Is that a
like
drop?
The one,
did he drop that?
You know,
that hand get in there?
Depends on your perspective.
It's all about perspective. Paul usually is negative for...
No, I'm negative on the pass defense. That's true. I tend to lean toward the drop. I think if the ball gets to the guy's chest, he should catch it, whether there's a hand there with him or not.
I agree.
It's one thing to have, you know, your hands are up above you and you have two hands on the ball, but there's a defender's hands in between the receivers.
Yeah.
Now that's kind of tough to hold on to the ball in that situation.
Or if he goes in and rakes it out, it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
Tracy replied, do I need to send another picture of my son wearing my old cocktail uniforms to refresh your memory? No, I want to see you wearing your cocktail uniform.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read some emails. Joshua Tolles.
Hey, Whitey,
where's
your
hat? Don't
I
get into fights with this guy?
You get in fights with everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Keep track.
Enemies left and right there, Andy.
What was the story from this weekend, Paul? Can you refresh it? The Fred ran into somebody?
Oh, Fred ran into a fan in Buffalo after the game. He was going back from the press box down to the interview area, and someone ran into him. Hey, it's Fred Kirsch. I love you. I'm a homer just like you. That Andy Hart, he hates life.
I just think it's pretty cool that, you know, we have enough of a following.
Yeah.
Random cities. I mean, we've run into people at the Super Bowl in Phoenix. There were a bunch of people we ran into walking from the game. You know, there was one drunk guy holding a sign that looked like he could barely walk, and he looked up and he goes, hey, PFW.
Remember something. How sad he was? I wanted to take that guy's shoelaces away from him.
Should have taken Fred's shoelaces away from him. Paul, screw you then. Delete. That was Josh Toll's email, but it started off Paul. This is the AK-47 show.
Did you seriously just delete an email?
It's gone. It's deleted.
Power's gone to his
either
head.
You...
And that's a lot of power.
Target all
that's
of us.
A big head.
You either sure target is. All of us.
That's the boss man's chair.
Or you
right
get
there.
Deleted. This is the AK-47 show. Paul is not
that's
an official
okay.
member.
Yeah, but what about the email you right. read where it was like the AP-47 and you still read it?
So, as long as it starts with an A, I'll read it.
So you noticed the hypocrisy that is Andy
Yes, I noticed.
It's all about Andy.
The hip-hop?
He love me
hip,
some me.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Guys, since the playoff teams are pretty much sorted out, name three NFC teams you would least like to play in the Super Bowl. I really like PFW in Progress, and I'm glad you guys are able to do another AK-47 show. This is from Lun in South Dakota. L-U-N? Lun? Loon?
I'm waiting for you guys to answer.
Okay, three teams I would least like to play in the Super Bowl.
I have mine.
Eagles, one. I still have the belief Michael Vick, on his own, can almost beat you any day. He is a freak athlete who, when he's on, and yeah, just... You know, Rob Ninkovich may be best in the NFL at pressures or whatever, Peter King, but I don't think that would hold true if he were one-on-one on the edge with Michael Vick.
Don't exaggerate. You said top 10.
Two, who would I least like to play? I'm not really... the Saints, because we've already seen when they're on, and this secondary would be off. They would be in trouble. And three, I'm not sure there is a third. I guess the Falcons, because I think they're the next best team.
I go Green Bay. I think Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, that team that I saw
maybe
the other night, that team could beat you.
Yeah. Green Bay, I'll be honest.
The big thing there
it's
would be
really two for
it's
me.
Belichick's second time.
Right.
You know, against an NFC team, one that he's not overly familiar with the personnel.
And Brady's second time.
And I would give Bill a lot of credit in that. I would give Bill the benefit of the doubt.
Brady would do better against that defense a second time through. I think he would feel a little more comfortable with
New
the
Orleans,
corners.
It would be all about turnovers. Breeze has thrown interceptions this season.
Yes, he has.
So that's what it would be all about. If you can force a couple of turnovers from him, otherwise you ain't going to force them to punt very often.
Would you want to live in South Dakota?
No, not particularly. It's one of the few states I've not been in, North or South Dakota.
Now, is L-U-N Lun or Loon?
I don't know.
Lun. Probably Lunin. Although the name is different than that. I see how this confuses Fred. The name is different than Lun.
Yeah, again, you have to articulate every thought that's going through your head, evidently.
Well, we do radio. Scott Wilkinson chiming in with Yannick is the opposite of phallic. Yannick. Y-O-N-I-C. In the shape of a vulva or vagina, in the shape of a yoni. From Scott in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So, Yannick. Thank you, Scott. You have come through where Eric failed, Brooklyn Matt failed, all these pseudo-intellects that think they know what they're talking about. You one-upped them. Thank you, Scott, in New Hampshire. This is Shino from Chicago. AK-47 show, pow, pow, pow. I'm black and I voted for Brady, so I guess that makes me an Uncle Tom. Get it? Because he's Tom.
I get it.
And Uncle Tom. You know, it's kind of a thing going on there. But that's more along the lines of players, I think, really,
is
a big one. Now, I think some fans...
Like the Patriots players, like even the black players, I think would vote Brady.
Right.
You know, you obviously have a vested interest in this.
But I think a lot of fans would pick Vic. Black fans would pick Vic and white fans
that
would pick...
That aren't Patriots fans.
Right.
Yeah, neutral fans. Not fans of the Eagles or the Patriots.
Right.
I think a lot of black fans would pick Vic.
This is from Dave in the Philippines, checking back in. Kerwin has three Patriots on his ballot, but Will Fork was not one of them. This is Kerwin's Pro Bowl picks, predictions.
So McCourty, Mayo, and Brady?
Brady as the number one QB, Mankins, number one O-line, and McCourty as his number three corner.
I like the McCourty pick. I think he's been terrific.
I do too, but Alex from Georgia with some breaking news. And he still sucks.
I like how he's sort of gotten off of me and on you.
Yes. This is from Joe. Joe from Burlington. I think Iowa, not New England.
Oh.
I really hope Gerard
Mayo... Not Burlington, New England?
You know what I meant, Mass. Shut up. And there's a Vermont, so screw you.
Yeah, but it's not Burlington, New England.
Any of the Burlingtons in New England.
Sure, there's a Burlington in a lot of states.
Why don't you go on John Rook's Nitpick Tuesday if you want to play that little game? Because we don't play that game here. We're not critical of each other. We're all friends.
Yeah, I'm sure that you would have let it go if I made that mistake.
I really hope Gerard Mayo gets Pro Bowl recognition. I know he is viewed by some on the show as a tackle machine, not a playmaker, but he's playing at a consistent level the whole year and playing well. What do you think?
I agree with that. He has played at a consistently high level all year.
And I'm so not, is Merriweather.
Oh, no, he has not.
This is where we get back into you equate consistency and skill, and I think Brandon Merriweather has been the same player every day he's stepped on the field. Consistent.
I think he's played at a higher level this year than he has in the past.
I don't think there's any doubting that. He's made more plays this year. He's made it through the entire year, which he didn't do, well, knock on wood, I guess, which he didn't do last year. He clearly looks more comfortable in the defense. I think his reaction is time is a little quicker this year. I think that knee was an issue for most of last year. Yeah. He's better. I just don't know if he's Ray Lewis better.
No, I don't think he's as good as Ray Lewis, but I don't think that's, you know, the only measure of being good.
If you're not the best,
if you're not a bigger playmaker as Ray Lewis.
The Pro Bowl is for the best.
Did they only pick one?
Two.
Then he deserves consideration.
He's the second best American Football Conference linebacker on the inside?
I'm not sitting here rating them all. I don't know. I like David Harris a lot, too, and I like Bart Scott. But I don't know. Are they making more plays? Doesn't seem it. They're giving up a lot of points.
Pro Bowl question mark. Hi, Andy and Kevin. This email will get read.
Yes.
AK-47 show. Thank you for another show. This is from Steve Stone.
The former Cy Young Award winner?
Sure.
All right.
A few weeks ago, I did not consider Pro Bowl voting because it is pointless. The Patriots are a lock, in my opinion, for the Super Bowl. After watching the game last... What?
He's not voting because they can't go. I love that.
After watching the game last night, I no longer fear any of the NFC teams. Furthermore, I do not fear any AFC teams coming into Foxborough. I'm waiting to wake up and have it be the preseason still. Almost too good to be true. So this is like a little dream for him that he feels this way at this point, which is how he should feel. It's a very good football team, best in football. It'll be a disappointment if they do not win the Super Bowl. This is James Many chiming in from Pittsburgh. Since every year the Patriots let go of someone who makes us scratch our heads, who do you predict out of our star players that the Patriots will release or trade before next season? Welker, Gostkowski, Woodhead, Branch, anyone else you can think of?
I don't think any of those guys has a chance to be let go.
I don't either. What were you just looking at in there? Open that picture up again.
You want to see?
Yeah.
Take a break.
No, just open it up. I can see from here. I don't need to take a break. Who's that? Tracy in Vegas? Oh, nice. I would like to see her in that little red getup she sent earlier with her kids. Not bad. You go, girl.
I was saving it as a surprise for you, but apparently not.
I wonder if her husband allows her to have that on her Facebook page. She's got like a little wind blowing in the sun.
Your wife doesn't have a Facebook page?
She does. I don't really know what she has on there.
I'm going to Facebook friend her.
No, you won't.
I'll find her.
No, you won't.
I'll find her.
You don't think I'll find her?
You'll never appear on another AK-47 show as long as you live if you do. I'm trying to get to emails. This is from Craig Brennan. Did we already read him one? Ottawa, yep. Brady doesn't care about a regular season MVP. He will care about getting his third Super Bowl MVP and his fourth championship. It is much more important to get it in a championship win. Plus, how many MVPs have actually won the Super Bowl? Not many. I know the last one was Kurt Warner. It is a thing where...
That's the last one, 99?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
There's a lot of Mannings
in there. It's a good factoid.
A lot of Mannings that screw that up in there.
But he didn't win it the year they won?
And Brady screwed it up, too.
He didn't win it the year they won?
No, I don't think so. And Brady screwed it up in 07.
Yeah.
So
that's a good factoid, 99. That's a long time.
Philip Rosbach. Phil, where'd you get that name? He's from Salt Lake City.
Where'd you get that name?
Adalys Thomas is the subject line. Loving the new AK show. Wish we could get more of it. Came out. This would be great if we just did various shows throughout the afternoon, Paul. Didn't have to do the paper anymore. We'll do PFW Progress, then we'll branch off.
Sign me up. Yeah, sign me up.
It'd be kind of like the Family Guy had the spinoff of the Cleveland show and whatever.
We'll do 8 hours a day.
Ooh, I don't know if the voice.
Oh, we could do more than that.
What
we could
are
do like
you
a whole
about?
A whole day's worth of program, like an actual radio.
I can't
station.
Talk for more than 8 hours.
I don't want to work.
Well,
more.
No, not just necessarily us, but like.
Well, we're the talent.
That's true.
On this side of the class.
Whatever. The real talent is making this thing run.
Yeah, and you rarely do it well.
Oh, please.
That's why every show starts at 12:02.
Tinny, the show starts late.
12:02 because you guys walk in late all the time.
I walk
and I don't leave there Fred all by
himself.
It wasn't
12.
Okay, let's get back to Phil
Rosbach. According to the board clock.
Where'd you get that name, Phil? Loving the new AK-47 show. Wish we'd get more of it. Came out to New England a few weeks back and caught the Pats-Colts game at Gillette. It was awesome. We have the greatest fans. They show their support without cheering. He didn't write that. I did. Whatever happened to Adalys Thomas? Did anyone ever pick him up, or is he now damaged goods that no one will go near? He did not get picked up.
And I don't believe he's damaged goods.
So what's...
I don't know.
Is he blacklisted?
He has no injury that we know of.
Nope.
So I don't think he's damaged goods.
Maybe he just wasn't that good.
Don't think he was that good, and I think people may have recognized that. You know,
but in a league where Landon Cohen comes in and start, in a league where Eric Moore comes out of the UFL, he can't get a job.
But maybe you combine the fact that maybe he had some bad tape out there, to steal Chris Carter's term about Randy Moss, bad mm-hmm. tape. But you combine that with maybe the fact that he wasn't, you know, the best citizen here in New England last year, and people were saying, this is a guy who clearly thinks he's more than he is. He's not afraid to speak his mind and tell everybody about it. Evidently, we're just privy to conversations.
Might want to turn that mic off in there.
Why is he worth it? He's not that good a player. He's going to be a problem, and he thinks he's more than he is. Maybe we'll just stay away from him. Now, clearly, he's good enough to be in the league. But I'm not terribly shocked that he didn't sign anywhere. Are you?
I'm a little surprised, yeah.
I'm surprised, but not terribly shocked, is what I said.
Lyndon in Colton, California. This is a Mike Singletary question for AK-47. Could you see the Patriots going after Mike Singletary next year as a defensive coordinator or linebackers coach?
Can't do it.
I'm wondering if he could be a good mentor for the Pats' young linebackers. I realize he wasn't great as a head coach, but the 49ers' D was ranked significantly higher than the Pats, 14 versus 28. Go ahead, Paul.
I don't see it personally. I don't see the fit.
Yeah,
I don't know how you feel about it. I think he's a loose cannon.
A little bit, but I mean, you can get away with that more in a coach, positional coach role or a coordinator role. I just don't really see the need. I don't see Bill going outside his circle unless he really needs to, and I don't think he needs to. I liked the idea. You know, he may be a guy who might want to look into the college game with his emotion, his Super
That's
Bowl
where
rings,
he started, right?
His Hall of Fame. You know, maybe that helps you recruit, the passion, everything.
Baylor, right?
I don't know. So I think, you know, that might be the road. Or he may have to take two steps back, and he may end up as a position coach again somewhere. You know, maybe Mike Nolan brings him aboard as his linebackers coach in Miami.
Yeah, I could see something like that. I just don't think the Patriots would bring a former head coach like that, that not only was a former head coach and failed, but was a controversial one. Like Dom Capers, when they brought him in, he was a failed head coach, but there wasn't any cloud around him. So a lot of stuff happened to Mike Singletary in his 2.5 years as the head coach of the Niners.
Yeah, but how much of it is his fault?
A lot of it. He brought a lot of it on himself. And I don't disagree with him on everything. You know, the whole Vernon Davis thing, I don't necessarily disagree with him, but, you know, the whole thing, pulling down your pants at half, you know, whatever. You know, just this sort of irrational kind of emotional reactions that I think run counter to the way Belichick does things.
Right.
Belichick is methodical. He's cerebral. You know, it's not about emotion. Now, he lights into the players on the sideline. He just doesn't make a Bill Cowher-like show out of it.
Right.
Do you disagree with that?
Nope.
I mean, I don't really have a tangible, this is why he can't be. He believes in this, and this is what Bill believes in. It won't work. I don't have an example of that to tell you. I don't see the mix there. Doesn't seem like a quote unquote Patriots type coach.
Right. Because Nolan is a 3-4 guy and he was working for Nolan, and so there could be some carry over the 3-4 scheme there, certainly. But I just don't know if personality wise I just don't see it happening.
I don't think the personality meshes well.
Sean from Atlanta. Hey Andy, since Fred isn't there, can you now tell the story that Fred wouldn't let you tell on the air last week? No, because Paul's here, and Paul's involved in that story as well.
Yeah, you can't tell that story.
And
it's very disrespectful to
Eric,
a lot of people.
Eric is the only one who gets to be made fun of on this show, apparently.
No, that's not true. I'll give you the gist of the story. Andy calls me gay, and I have no problem with it. So
well, that's
you
true.
Can make fun of me just like you make fun of Eric.
But can I tell the specifics?
No, you can't, because it's very disrespectful to other people.
Not really.
And if it was just disrespectful
not
to
really.
Me, I wouldn't care. But it's not. It's disrespectful to other people.
Well, not really.
Two other people.
Who are the two?
What do you think? I'm a Stupnagel? We're not talking about the media. You can't get me to say things.
Also, did you see Sexy Rexy's profile on the Foot Fetish website? It said he was bi-curious. Sounds like him and Eric would get along.
See, this is another one that I'm going to put in the same file as the Brett Favre / Brandon Spikes / whoever else Greg Oden has... No, I haven't seen the Rex Ryan foot fetish
But I
things.
Know Fred has.
I have no desire to see it.
Matt Johnson again. Andy Loon, or Lun in South Dakota. His name is probably pronounced with the hard letter U sound phonetically, Loon. This is based on the Latin pronunciation as in lunar. In Latin, loon means of the moon. The female name Luna is pronounced as such. Yes, Luna, the female moon goddess. Another related side note is the word lunacy, derived from the Latin meaning moon sickness. And no, I didn't have to Google any of that. It's all up there in my noggin. Nice banner. 6 Andy Gaffs today, a new record. I'm just happy that I can keep you doing something, because clearly you don't have anything else to do with your life other than to listen to this show and keep track of my
What does
gaffs.
He do for a living?
Nothing.
Have we established that, though?
I think he claims he's in the music industry, which, you know how that is. They all claim they're in the music industry. They're all up-and-coming
producers.
Young man,
what do you want to do with
your life?
I actually kind of want to be a writer.
Well, Lottie frickin' God!
Sorry about that before, that little gaffe.
I will be very... This is from Manish. Hi, guys, and Fred. This might have been a carryover from the last show, 1:55 p.m. I've been trying to bounce around, Paul. Is that how we're supposed to do this over
sure.
here, or do you read them right off the top?
Pro Football Talk, by the way, throwing Gruden in with Harbaugh for the Niners.
Oh, I think Gruden is the lead candidate. I don't think Harbaugh's going to take it. I think Harbaugh might go to Michigan.
Michigan.
And build that program. Although, I'd rather
that crap-ass program.
There's nothing that could get me to go to Michigan from Stanford. I don't care.
Exactly.
It's a joke.
I don't care
how much
money
is college. It's a huge, I mean, in terms of resources and money and all that, Michigan blows it away. And it's a great school, too. It's not, you know, but no chance.
I'll be very honest, Fred, and if the Patriots don't win the Super Bowl, it would be a massive disappointment, except there was a period in the middle there somewhere. More than 2007 for me, Paul Perillo. More than 2007.
So I think Fred's
this
point
team
is
just
being
forced
validated by
seven
a lot of
turnovers
fans.
In the last game. The defense is solid. The offense is double
defense
solid.
Defense is not solid.
They will win the Super Bowl. Indy versus Ravens, Jets versus Chiefs. Who will face the Patriots in the divisional round matchup? Cheers, Manish. Paul, you want to rip Manish?
It's hard to say because you don't know who's 3 and 4 and who's 5 and 6.
Okay.
So it's hard to say who's going to play the Patriots. I think Baltimore will beat whoever they play.
I agree.
Which would be good if, for the Patriots, in my opinion, if Baltimore finishes 5, and matter of fact, Baltimore is 5, right? They're locked into 5, I believe. If the Colts finish 4, that's good because you get rid of, I think, one team automatically that you don't want to see. Andy doesn't care.
With who?
Anything.
About what?
Who they play.
When?
Ever.
Why?
We're just going to keep going in these one word.
Have you noticed that the K and the AK-47 show has contributed very little?
I've stepped back and I've given
And this
him
is
a lot
why
of
I wanted you here, because I knew he was going to bail on today and I didn't want to carry a show by myself.
I'm not bailing.
You've done nothing. Why are you throwing your hands up in the air and gesturing out?
I'm just gonna gesture in that direction as to why I haven't.
Is there a person sitting
quiet.
Out there who
there
may have a show coming up soon?
Yes.
You getting research ready for him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Is he high maintenance? This is awkward that we're talking about him. He's right there. Can he hear us?
He's not high maintenance. He expects like a real producer.
And I thought you kind of pretend you're a real producer.
I am. It's just I have a lot of other jobs.
If you hit him at 4 a.m. when he got here, he probably would have been rearing to go.
Yeah, I would have been rearing to go.
Done.
This is from.
I'm surprised. You know what? I'm surprised you didn't call me out yesterday to brush off the windshield of your car or something like that.
Because someone else did
someone
it for
else.
Us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they dig them all out too?
Oh yeah.
They didn't dig my car out. No.
No.
Well, I mean,
because I figured
expected.
Like all your cars are probably like you know concentrated and the plows go around them and
yeah,
maybe like pile up all
happened.
The snow around you.
It
guys.
Was funny though because the.
I'm a truck guy. I just drove out.
They did.
You're like Gary.
They did plow the parking lot, and I had no problem backing out over the snowbank.
Yeah.
But when I, as I was leaving, I did see Eric with one of those little shovels. He was shoveling out. I'm like, just back out over it.
Oh,
you know?
He's such a sucker.
What kind of car does Eric drive?
Saab.
Oh, really?
Saab.
I thought it might
I
be like
a Honda
Prius
Accord.
Or something.
It's not
Saab.
Like I, you know, Andy has a big, what is it, a Ridgeline?
Yeah.
Andy has a big truck. I mean, he had no problem. But
well,
I have
Andy
a
has the
sedan.
Napoleon complex. He has to drive a big
exactly.
truck because he's a little guy.
Exactly.
So
that's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, I don't. I actually
a, I have to drive something big because I need
Kevin,
to have room for two car seats.
Overcompensating.
And B,
yes, overcompensating.
I have to be able to carry stuff from Home Depot.
I'll ask Mrs. Hart that on the Facebook. See if she's overcompensating.
Oh, guy. Oh, that was good. That was good.
Why should just ask your mom?
She wouldn't know.
That's not good. That was the third grade.
You don't have a snowplow, but your mom got plowed this weekend.
She doesn't have a.
Now we're up to the fifth grade. That's a little bit more sophisticated.
She doesn't have a microscope. Really? She can't see that small.
Oh yeah.
I get mom jokes in my email daily, Paul. It's old news. It's old hat.
From you?
From him.
Occasionally, when he gives me a hard time.
You're better than that. I'm a little disappointed. Not.
Some of them are pretty good, I will admit, though.
Thank you.
That's why we make a good team.
He loves you.
We're best friends.
All he wants to do
best friends ever
is the AK-47 show from now and forever.
We can't do that.
It would be nice to have somebody stand here, though, so I could actually. We should have just traded seats, Paul. You could have done all this stuff.
I couldn't do all you do. My head would explode.
His fat little
like
fingers would hit multiple buttons at the same time.
I don't have fat fingers.
Yeah, no, he does not have sausage
it's
fingers.
The stomach that's
he has,
bad.
He has very slender. He has very slender hands.
Yeah, he's sort
of. I have a very small hand.
He could be a hand model, unlike Fred. Unlike Fred.
Small hands, small gloves.
He doesn't have those big hairy mitts that Fred has.
The gorilla hands. Yeah. Can I read this email from Sterling Nichols? That's a good name right there, Sterling Nichols.
Is that like Lincoln Hooper?
I like that name. On NFL Network, Trent Dilfer said, only the Patriots can beat themselves.
I heard him say that.
However, his tone shifted on ESPN Radio when he said he's not so sure about Brady in the playoffs if he happens to throw an interception after the perfect streak, quote-unquote. He seems to think this is a major factor for the Patriots in the postseason. So this is kind of the thing I was talking about, why no one's written the they need to have a bad game column. Hello, Trent. 2007 AFC Championship. Brady threw three interceptions and still went to the Super Bowl. Last year in the wild card game versus the Ravens, he turned the ball over. I know Brady is tougher than that after going through the 2007 season and last year's playoff game. Is Trent overanalyzing, or is he really letting us know he knows a lot about nothing?
I would agree with the point that I don't worry about Brady being rattled by something bad happening, but I would say the two examples that were brought up are not good. He played a bad AFC Championship game. They didn't win because of him. They won despite him. And then they went on the next game and lost, went with an undefeated team. And then last year, he unraveled. He completely unraveled from the first half of that game.
Remember that interception across into the middle of the field where he just threw it up for grabs?
He probably threw three more that should have been picked, if you recall. I don't think the examples were good ones, but the last thing that I worry about in general, and here's where I'm fully on board with, was it Sterling Nichols?
Sterling Nichols.
Fully on board with the emailer here. The last thing I worry about is Tom Brady being unraveled in a big spot. He may not play well. It's not going to be because he, you know, lost his streak of interceptionless games and, you know, lost his confidence as a result.
So you don't buy into your guy's stat?
I'm sorry?
Tom Brady in the last 9 postseason games or whatever.
No, Tom Brady has not been anywhere near as effective in the playoffs over the last 9 games of his postseason career as he was in the first 9. That's, you know, to steal Felge's line, that's fact, not opinion.
We don't really steal from Felger on this show.
I don't think that the reason he hasn't played well is because he's been, flustered. Do you? I think he's an unflappable guy. Okay. I don't think that he chokes, is what I'm trying to say.
He didn't look good last year against Baltimore.
He may make mistakes, and he may not play well. I don't think it's going to be because he unraveled because he threw a first-quarter interception to snap his interceptionless streak.
You didn't feel a little unraveling last year? I thought that was as close to unraveling as I've seen
from him. I
thought
the team had a total system breakdown.
But
about
him.
No defending Tom.
He just threw a Rohan Davey pass into the middle of the field to a Raven.
I'm not defending him. He was awful. He was as big a part of the problem as anybody else that day.
But you didn't think that was any unraveling?
I don't think he choked. I think he played a bad game. I think there's a difference. Okay. Does that make sense? If it doesn't make sense, you can agree to disagree.
What's the differentiation between choking in a big game and just playing a bad game in a big game?
Because he played poorly because he was afraid and nervous and rattled.
I think he was that last year.
I don't.
I thought he was pretty bad last year against the Ravens.
Now you're going to get the poop kicked out of you by saying that in front of,
Let me read one more email.
My former compatriot.
And then we'll get to the crossover. Hey, boys, and monkey behind the glass.
That's you.
That's you, by the way.
I know.
Who supposedly is so busy, I look in and you're watching, Meet the Press on YouTube or something.
Show prep.
It's ridiculous.
Why do you have him watching Meet the Press?
What? You talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm in the other room. I didn't know what the hell
you have
going
him
on.
Doing a lot of stuff. He's flustered.
I was doing show
now
prep,
that's flustering.
Trying to wake up stuff.
Oh, were you looking guys up... who watch spinach soap operas for 4 hours a day? So that's pretty intense.
You know what?
Ed Rendo,
I used
baby.
To work with those guys too.
Telemundo.
Looks like
those fun days.
Looks
those
like
halcyon days.
Looks like we will receive either the 15th or 16th pick for Seymour. Obviously, we don't know who that player will be, but at this point, would you have preferred Seymour for the year or two or the pick? Paul?
Seymour.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you.
What's one of the biggest problems on this team? I know you don't think there are any problems, but what's one of the bigger ones?
Pass rush?
The front.
Oh, okay.
Period. Whatever you want to say. Pass rush. I think everything.
And I would still go back to last year when you got blown out of the playoffs when the ball was run down your throat. I would have liked to have had Richard Seymour on the field.
And we'll never know what kind of difference that may have made. Not in that game, per se, but the whole season. And this year, especially the last half of the year, you've been struggling to find defensive linemen that can play.
I'm still shaking my head at how well this season has gone so far. BB is amazing. Just think if we could actually draft good players consistently. We would be 19-0 every year. Happy New Year, Mike in Florida. Oh, that was a good email. That made me chuckle.
BB is amazing, and I would agree with that characterization. I shake my head, too. I can't believe this team is 13-2.
I
said 12-4, so. I did.
Did you really?
And I just
Fred
think,
did. Hey, Fred said 12-4. I mean, it's the same guy.
Well, it's not the same guy.
Homers of a feather picked together.
He's much more svelte than I am.
Actually he's not.
But doesn't that tell you something? That even the guys that are most optimistic are going to be 2 games off. You know, forget us. We were 4 games off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
I just think
that's
people,
a lot.
People, my biggest problem with everybody around the country this year has been people get too caught up in the NFL, and it's not just the Patriots, with net yardage numbers that don't mean crap. And I keep saying it and say it. Oh, the only stats I care about in football, red zone offense, red zone defense, turnover ratio, points allowed. I do not care what happens when this team averages between at times being up by between anywhere from 12 to 35 points in so many of the games this year, you're going to have tons of garbage yardage in the end. Great if you're a fantasy football player, and real life means nothing to me. Nothing to me.
Wow.
Talk to me about red zone offense, red zone defense, turnover ratio. I don't care about the rest of the numbers. They don't mean anything.
But the only one of those numbers the Patriots are good at is turnover ratio.
They're not good in red zone offense?
Well, no, I'm talking about defensively.
They've
given up a lot of points, and they're not great in the red zone.
They've given up a lot of points. And tell me what the score was at all those times they gave up all those points. How many touchdowns were they ahead by during some of those games? They were ahead by double digits in most of those games.
I think more often than
not,
they've been in close games.
No, I disagree. I think they gave up a couple touchdowns after being up by Indianapolis. I think they were up a couple touchdowns against San Diego.
Okay.
They were up by a lot of points against a lot of different teams.
But you're dismissing touchdowns they gave up against Indianapolis.
How about Cincinnati in that opening game? They were clobbered them in that game, up by 4 touchdowns. They gave up a couple at the end. Big deal. Means nothing. Nothing. Okay. All those net yardage numbers add up at the end.
This could be good. You brought up Indianapolis.
Yeah. Probe this.
The game ended with Indianapolis down by 3 points inside the 20-yard line.
I understand that.
So those touchdowns that you deemed meaningless weren't meaningless.
Okay, well, they were. They lost the game. They were up by 17 points in the second half.
No, but it's not a meaningless touchdown.
I guess no touchdown is technically meaningless.
No, but I would agree with you. Well, it's Cincinnati. I think those were meaningless points.
All right.
Never really got overly close. I think they played awful defensively.
Which is why, to me, the only person I fear, I don't even want to say fear, because I've been asked this, I'm sure you guys have too. The only person or team I don't want to see again, I don't care how banged up they are, is Indianapolis. I don't fear any other quarterback or any other team.
Not even Michael Vick?
No.
Really?
No. Bring it on. Bring it on.
You really Rob Ninkovich-Michael Vick matchup on the edge?
I'm not worried. You know what? And that'll be such the big hype if they ever play in the Super Bowl this year, because they'll completely dismiss the Patriots. It'll be beautiful. And when they win the game, people will be eating crow again.
But I think you're dismissing the Eagles.
I'm not dismissing them.
Deshaun Jackson one-on-one with any of these corners down the field
and
safety help?
I've heard all that stuff
before. Well, they'll
only
get catches when they're up by 30.
I've heard it. You know what? That might be the case. You know what? I've heard it this year too many times, and people have been eating again. It's very similar to 2003 and 2004, and a lot of it in 2007.
But they haven't played a Michael Vick. There's no one else like Michael Vick.
I don't.
He's totally different. You can't say that they.
I've heard that Michael Vick's story has been totally different before. before. How many times has he beaten the Patriots?
He's a totally different player. If you don't see that, then you're blind.
How many times, Fred Kirsch?
I've said that.
How many times has Michael Vick played the Patriots? Once?
He's not throwing interceptions. He's had a high completion percentage, great passer rating.
Absolutely.
He's making
great
better
athlete.
Decisions with the
fantastic.
Football.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So against this defense, I'd be scared to death.
I've heard it all before. I've seen Peyton Manning.
But you haven't heard that before.
I've seen Peyton Manning and his team come in here overhyped, and favored in this stadium in an AFC Championship game.
Peyton Manning is a totally different beast.
I don't care. I've heard it.
Totally
I've heard it all before.
You're talking about matching up athletically with the best athlete in the NFL right now.
And I'm talking matching up athletically and mentally with the best coach and the best quarterback in the league.
And that's fine.
You can't put a price tag on it.
And you can't put a price tag on having Dane Fletcher, Rob Ninkovich, and Landon Cohen chasing Michael Vick around a field.
If they play in the Super Bowl, name the place and dinner you want, and we'll have a little friendly wager wherever you want. Any place. I've heard all this stuff before. I missed the last whole year. The trouble is, I'll be picking the Patriots to beat the Eagles.
But he's the one guy I fear because I think he can single-handedly embarrass this defense like no player has all year.
I think Matt Ryan could embarrass a lot of teams too.
I mean, that's where I say your little Bill Belichick and the brains.
I'm not saying against
kill
the Patriots.
Matt Ryan.
All I'm saying is,
but brains go out the window when Michael Vick starts sprinting down the field at 4-3-5.
We all know if you don't play well, you're going to lose. I mean, you have to play well.
Well, that's the whole thing.
But I don't think
every team. That means every team.
Scheming Michael Vick is difficult.
Why do you think?
Because at some point the scheme breaks down and it's mano a mano. Let's make a tackle.
Michael Vick automatic to the Super Bowl, right?
No, not at all. But on any given day, he can embarrass any defense on the planet.
And what have the Patriots done?
What?
Embarrassed defenses all over the place. The best teams, they've clobbered them all.
Yes, but I'm talking about the Patriots' defense. Do I think the Patriots will get blown out? No, because they'll score points.
Clobbered the Jets, clobbered the Bears.
When San Diego's number one defense was number one, they didn't clobber them. No, but they were up by 17 points in that game.
Another one of those games where they gave up meaningless points that they needed a field goal to hit the upright at the last play of the game to avoid overtime.
That game was never in doubt.
And they won the turnover battle that day 4-0.
That's right. The game was never in doubt.
Because it wasn't even a turnover. Yet they hit the upright with a game tying field goal, but the game was never in doubt.
And what would happen in overtime?
I don't know. Depends on who won the toss. Because you weren't stopping them, I'll tell you that.
They weren't stopping the Patriots either.
Well, I don't know. They stopped them the whole game.
They stopped them the whole game?
Yes, they had one drive in that game.
No, they had more than one drive in that game.
Do you remember how they scored in that game? They had a drive that went minus 4 yards in that game for a field goal.
I understand that. That was also how many weeks ago?
Oh, that was a long time ago. They're a much better team today.
Well, it's hard to compare.
But I can't ignore what happened in the game.
Okay,
I can't just gloss it over and say they blew them all out.
I'm not saying they blew them out.
They didn't blow out the Colts. They didn't blow out the Chargers. They didn't blow out the Ravens. They didn't blow out the Packers.
No, wait a second. The Ravens game was completely different.
He saw it.
You talk about, am I wrong? They're up by 14-17 points. So at some point in those games, not the Baltimore game, but everybody else. Not Baltimore. Obviously not Baltimore. That's where the defense, that's where you could probably, for the
defense
first time.
Defense won that game.
We did win that game.
No question.
They were fantastic in the second half and in overtime. We all know what happened.
So you think that Baltimore fans are going, we blew them out. We got garbage points at the end. We don't have to worry about them. We'll beat them the next time. Baltimore, they blew the 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. No. Why? It was a close game.
I don't understand what you asked.
Because you tend to dismiss points when the other teams,
I'm not dismissing
that you give
points.
Up when you're winning.
I'm not dismissing points.
Those points don't count.
But, it would have been interesting to see if the game was like nip and tuck the whole way, what would have happened. I'm just telling you, the Patriots jumped out in a lot of these games. They had double-digit leads in almost every one of these wins, every one of them.
I just want to clarify, Pete, it's safe to say you think that the Michael Vick, Tom Brady MVP debate is not much of a debate? Based on what you just argued.
Look, I understand there's some debate. To me, there's no doubt, Tom Brady, you take Randy... What has this guy had to do since Randy Moss? Just that transformation alone. Don't you think that's worth something?
I certainly do. That's why I actually believe it should be unanimous with Brady.
I think it should be unanimous.
I think it should be unanimous Brady and
phenomenal
Vick.
I think it should be close.
Too. He's the second best in my mind. I think it should be close, but I like Brady. I think it's wrong if Brady doesn't win.
Somebody brought it up the other day. Last year Drew Brees didn't win MVP.
No, Manning won.
Manning won it.
Yes.
Drew Brees probably should have.
And the whole thing is the MVP doesn't win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Not since Kurt Warner in 99 has the regular season MVP won the Super Bowl.
But we'll fix that.
Well, Brady didn't last time he was
MVP. True. That's true.
He was part of the problem there. But that's a little sampling of the Pete Shepherd Show, The Passions.
Paul, right past your
Paul
bedtime.
Throws his headphones down.
The fast-paced action you'll receive, and maybe a little bit more of Kevin behind the glass when he's done with Meet the Press and prepping for the Pete Shepherd Show.
Very busy man.
But that was another second edition of the AK-47 Show. Again, just thrown together at the last minute with a little help from Paul Perillo. For Kevin Collins, I'm Andy Hart. Stay tuned for more Pete and the Yellin'.